Another Klatsch Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
Second down and eight again. Out of the shotgun with backs flanking him on both sides. Now they will move in motion Tyler Dahlke and swing it to him out of the backfield. Caught at the 20, breaks a tackle, 30. Foot race down the left sideline. 50, 40, Dahlke, 30. They're not going to catch him. Dahlke, touchdown. Kearney Bearcats, 78 yards.
Tonight, the Class A state playoffs kick off in Omaha as the Kearney Bearcats visit the Millard West Wildcats. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And so Peyton Pocock back in at the quarterback position, takes it, tosses it to Gillen, tries to go left, now cuts it up the seam, makes a man miss, 45-40, puts his hand on the ground, he's still on his feet, 35-30, steps out of a tackle at the 20, and Gillen takes it in. Touchdown Bearcats on a great run from Tyler Gillen, 43 yards out.
Kearney won their last four games of the season to squeeze into the playoffs and will face the number one seed overall in 8-1 Millard West. Can the Bearcats pull off a shocking upset? We'll find out next. But first, a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Buell Stadium in Millard with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Buell Stadium in Omaha. It is time for the Class A State High School Football Playoffs on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Merritt Lawson in the PlatteRiverPreps.com War Room, I'm Doug Duda as we get ready for the 1-16 matchup here in the Class A State Playoffs. The 8-1 top-ranked and top-seeded Wildcats of Millard West against the 5-4 16th seed Kearney Bearcats, who are looking for their first playoff win since 2008. And the task will be tall here tonight. We are getting a little bit of a late start because a thunderstorm, that's November, a thunderstorm rolled through the Omaha metro area out here around Millard, and it caused a delay in the first game, which Millard North came back to win over Lincoln East 21-13. It was 13-7 East at the half, but two touchdowns in the second half by Millard North, and they're able to advance on the 10 seed over the 7 seed here tonight. But it delayed that game about an hour, and it delays this game by about 30 minutes. We'll have the ball in the air, though, at 8 o'clock tonight. We're glad you're with us on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for tonight's high school football game. These teams, when the class scheduling, when you could kind of have your districts and then pick your four opponents, these were two of the schools that right away hooked up here. Kirk Peterson, Brandon Cool playing back in 04-05, those championship years for the Kearney High Bearcats. And Millard West has been a consistent football program, but now in what is a very balanced metro. If Kearney gets beat tonight, it will be eight Omaha teams in the state Class A quarterfinals now that Lincoln East was beaten earlier tonight. Coming up, we'll hear from the coaches, and we will also tell you what else is going on as far as state football tonight. In fact, let's go ahead and do that right now. Grand Island is already underway. They're playing Bellevue West. We'll update you on that score here in just a little bit. The rest of the games all kicking off at 7 tonight. Omaha Central playing Papillion La Vista. The winner of that game will play the winner of this one. All Class A quarterfinals are next Friday. Omaha Creighton Prep is hosting Papillion La Vista South. Lincoln Southwest has a chance to get into the quarters. They're playing Omaha Westside tonight. Lincoln Southeast playing Omaha Burke, but again, both big underdogs. And Bellevue East is playing Omaha North. So the favorite teams all advancing on. In fact, Millard North at 4-5 actually was the 7 seed. Lincoln East at 8-1 was the 10 seed. That tells you about the power again this year in the metro. In Class B tonight, the top seed Gretna is hosting Omaha Gross. Blair was out at Sydney. That game should be wrapped up, and we'll give you a final on that here. Elkhorn at Ralston, Scottsbluff at York, Crete at McCook, Plattsmouth is at Aurora, Elkhorn South at Beatrice, and Norris is playing Omaha Scut tonight. Six-man action also going on today with their quarterfinal games across the state. But now it is time to concentrate on Kearney High, who needed four wins in their final four games to make it into the state playoffs. Will that give them an edge? That doesn't matter. Millard West has went on a longer winning streak. They've got six consecutive wins, and the last two big time, 55-0 over Omaha Northwest, and then they thumped Bellevue East last week, 55-26. When they have competitive games, it's in the 20s. When they are the big-time favorite, they have blown people out this year, 69-0, 42-7, 38-6, and that was over Lincoln Southeast, who made it to the playoffs on opening night. So will the cool weather affect the football game tonight? And can Kearney hang around in this one against the top seed Millard West? We'll find out after we take this break. It is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Interviews coming up. Kirk Peterson of Millard West and Brandon Kuhl of Kearney after this.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as we get ready for Class A high school football tonight. The Kearney Bearcats drawing an extremely tough challenge in battling Millard West, and head coach Kirk Peterson joining us here in the pregame. And coach, all we've heard all year is how the parity has been as good as ever in the Metro, and it looks like you guys right now have come out on top of that, drawn the number one seed. Tell us a little bit about how the parity is in your eyes in the Metro.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much that had to do with us drawing a number one seed. It took a fourth tiebreaker to determine that. So, you know, I'm not going to go that we're the best seed or any best team, you know, just based on seeding. But there really is, you know, on a week in, week out basis, we just take turns, you know, beating the heck out of each other. You know, most of the coaches we've been together now for a long time. There hasn't been a lot of turnover, so. We're pretty familiar with each other, so on a year-in, year-out basis, there's going to be some, you know, you're going to beat each other. And, you know, we know so much about each other, and, you know, that's just kind of the way it is. It makes it fun and interesting, and, you know, you better bring your A game every night or else you're going to get handed to.
Talk about at least getting challenged from time to time and how that helps you in a playoff run.
Well, I think every game has to be a challenge because – I think a lot of people forget that these kids are still teenagers. And, you know, you're not playing against the Patriots or you're not playing against the Steelers. You know, they're still playing against kids. And if they're not focused and they haven't taken care of their business on a weekly basis, I don't care if a team's 0-9 or 1-8 or whatever the record is, anybody can beat anybody on a given night. I know that's cliche, but it's very true, and it's really proven. I think it's really true in our game with Kearney because – you know, I don't care what the seeds say. I've sat all week and I've tried to figure out how in the world they're 5-4 because I know they've got some great, great athletes, and I know Brandon and his staff do an awesome job. So, you know, we're not going to walk into that trap. Now, they might beat us, but it's not because we're lack of being prepared and our kids are, you know, looking past anybody.
Millard West coach Kirk Peterson chatting with us here on the pregame show. Coaches get that. Is it easy to sell that to the players when you do play an out-state team?
I don't think we've talked about it. I don't think the kids care. The only thing we've talked about is who we're playing. It just happens to be Kearney. You know, we're familiar enough with them that they know the history of Kearney, and you know, we've got their attention real fast. I mean, all you have to do is push play on the computer, and you can see that they've got some dangerous skill on offense, and they fly around on defense. So, you know, our kids will be fine.
Well, before we jump into talking a little bit about your team, let's kind of finish your thought there on Kearney. What is it that they do that you have really been working on or maybe that you haven't seen this year?
Well, they're just solid. You know, I think when you look at their record, you go 5-4. That's weird. And then you look to see who they lost to, and you're going, how did that happen? But then you have to look at the calendar and see when it happened. So they've gotten better on a weekly basis, and that's every coach's dream, is to get better and be playing your best football at the end of the year. Obviously, you know, high school football, I know it's changing a little bit, you know, because people are starting to throw it around the lot a little bit. But, you know, Brandon likes to run the football and do some play-action stuff off of that. So we've got to limit their ability to run the football. We've got to try to dominate the line of scrimmage. And if we can do that, we like our chances. But, again, they do such a good job of their technique up front, and their running backs run hard, and they've got two skilled quarterbacks with good receivers. So, you know, it's going to be a tough, tough challenge.
No lack of skill from Millard West, though, either, Coach. You've got a few kids that are going to be playing some Division I football. I think a lot of fans will know the name of Harrison Phillips and what he's went through and where he's headed. But your quarterback, Ross Dryl, not only can he play some football, he must be pretty smart.
Yeah, that's been a fun recruiting process. And for it to pan out for him and be able to go to Harvard, that's going to be a pretty neat deal for him. But, you know, as a football player, he's gotten so much better since his sophomore year. You know, we talked when he was young that he probably shouldn't play quarterback because he couldn't throw it very good. You know, his mechanics weren't real sharp, and he was real slow on the delivery, and the ball kind of floated to get places. But, you know, he just kind of kept working at it and working at it and working at it. And, you know, I made the joke to him the other day. I said, you should mention to Harvard that I think he could play quarterback there. And, you know, they're going to give him that option. So that's a testament to his work ethic and what he's put forth into his senior season. So he's a good one.
A couple minutes left here with Kirk Peterson, the head football coach at Millard West, as they get ready to take on Kearney High. You've got pretty balanced, not only with Ross out of the backfield running it, you've got some good running attack, but Skyler is a special wide receiver as well. It's always nice when the quarterback can have somebody help him out like that.
Right. I think Skyler's been in high school for 5 or 6 years now. I mean, He's been here since his, you know, freshman year. He's been helping us out, and he's gotten some nice some career marks in our record book, and is just such a tremendous competitor that, you know, it's hard to hold him back, and he is just going to refuse to lose. You know, so it's been a pleasure to coach him, and hopefully we can get the ball to him in space a couple times tonight and see if he can get us on the board.
Coach, defensively, we did talk about Harrison and some of the other things you've got on that side of the ball. You have had some close games. There have been some games where you haven't scored in the 50s like you have the last couple of weeks. But is there anything that still concerns you about your football team going into the postseason?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm really, really pleased with where we're sitting. I didn't think at the start of the season we would be 8-1. You know, I thought we would be a 7-2, 6-3 type of team. You know, a dangerous out in the playoffs, but I wasn't sure how good we would be. To be honest with you, I really like where we are right now. We've made enough progress on both sides of the ball. You know, our kids are learning about the game so that they're seeing situations and seeing personnel changes and understanding all the tricks that coaches try to play on each other, and that really helps when you get into this type of the or into this part of the season, because, you know, if you can't block or you can't tackle, it doesn't matter what you do. You know, so there's little tricks and things that coaches try to do that try to get points on the board, and our kids are picking up on that. So, I'm really pleased with where we're at. It's just a matter of now and going out and executing and see who the better team is.
Finally, Coach, I usually finish up most of the interviews this time of the year with this question. Out in this part of the state, when you get in C and D, there's East and West brackets. Of course, when you get into A and B, you got everybody in the state and only 16 teams. So the way it sets up is usually not much of a chatterbox here. But what about the way the bracket sets up where you're at, even though you're the number one seed?
I'm not supposed to answer that question because if my kids hear that, they're going to say I lied to them all week. But, you know, it kind of go back to how we started our talk was, you know, we talked about parity. And, you know, I think there's a couple games that there's a couple teams that don't have much of a chance at winning their first round game. But the team we're playing tonight, they do. So that has been our sole focus. You know, how the bracket breaks has meant nothing to us. You know, because if you don't take care of the one that you're matched up with, how the bracket breaks means nothing. So, you know, we're just solely concerned about Kearney, and I don't want to give you a bunch of coach speak, but really, that's that's been our take on this week, because, you know, you just got to flip that tape on and go, they have our full attention. So, you know, I'm glad we're part of the bracket, and that's always the goal every year, to have a chance at the end, and we'll just kind of leave it at that.
I'll ask you this, and I'll wrap things up with this, Kirk. With playing at Buell Stadium last year, I believe there was a tripleheader there on opening day. So there's going to be fans there. Are the Millard fans at Millard South and Millard North interested enough to root for Millard West, or is that true rivalry and they get out of there and don't care what each other does?
I think it's more they care more about North and South. You know, there might be a few. I think you might get some neighborhood people there just because they're Millard people. You know, so those rivalries during the playoffs, it's let's take care of our school and let that other school go about their business. I tell you, it is a neat environment, though. We love playing there. Brandon and I joked about, you know, what time we were going to play, and, you know, because we haven't played each other for, gosh, since 2005.
Yeah.
And, boy, he brought a team in here and whipped our butt early in September, and then we had an epic playoff game with them that year. And, you know, so it's going to be fun to play them again, and then we get our district assignment, and we're in the same district, so we get to, you know, meet up for the next couple of years. So it's a good way to start playing with those guys. You know, we like prepping for them because they do such a good job. So it's going to be a great environment, and we look forward to playing.
All right, Coach. Hey, we really appreciate the time, and maybe doing this again over the next couple of years. Best of luck and throughout the playoffs.
All right. Thanks a lot for having us on.
That's Kirk Peterson, head football coach of the Millard West Wildcats. And we'll be back and chat with Carney High's Brandon Cool on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Friday Night Football here on Classic Hits from Omaha as the Kearney Bearcats getting ready to take on the top seed in Millard West. And Coach Brandon Cool joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And Coach, you had to put together a four-game winning streak at the end of the season just to get into the playoffs. And we talked about this a couple of times, including last week before North Platte. You've been in playoff mode for over a month.
You're exactly right, and it's been a big advantage for us. Our kids had their back against the wall here about 4 weeks ago. They understood that they had to run the table in order to compete in the state football playoffs. And just extremely proud of our guys and how they competed and how they prepared the last 4 weeks. And hopefully that'll make a difference for us tonight against Millard West.
Was it the competition? Was it the maturity of your football team? Or was it some changes that the coaching staff had to make that got these guys on the win streak?
You know what? That's a great question. And you could probably answer all those as yes. For us, we knew going into the season that we would try to probably take a few lumps and try to figure out what type of personnel we had. We had to make some changes early on in the year on both sides of the football. More importantly, we thought this group was going to make some headway as we got into our district play. We knew the inexperience that we brought into this season was going to cost us, which it did. And we just felt like we were going to get better and better and better as the year went on. And rightfully so. And then to answer your question on the competition, you know, I would look at our district. Our district is probably not one of the strongest districts in Class A, and probably been criticized a little bit here the last couple of years on it also. But that's the cards we've been dealt, and that's the cards we played. And just as usual, we always talk about you got to be able to win the games during district competition, and we were able to do that. So proud of my kids and how they competed and how they competed during the district play.
We're talking with Brandon Cool, Kearney High football coach, as they get ready for Millard West. You also knew during this stretch, Brandon, that no matter what happened when you got in the playoffs, you were going to be on the road and you were going to draw a heck of a football team. What is it about Millard West that sets them apart from maybe some of the other metro schools?
Well, there's a reason why they're number one ranked team in the state. They have tremendous foot speed in the skill positions. They have a lot of game experience back. I think all these kids played on their playoff team last year. And so we knew coming into the season, that as you look at Millard West on paper, that they'd be one of the top two or three teams in the state. And as you watch them on film, They've got Division One player at defensive end, and he plays also offensive tackle, who's going to be a threat. We're going to have to double him all night long, or he's going to be on our top on top of our quarterbacks every single passing play. And this Phillips kid. And then secondary wise, they fly to the football. They're not afraid to gamble a little bit on some passing plays. So you're going to have to get into some max protection and try to throw over the top a couple times if they want to play down on your passing game. Offensively, they have a quarterback who's played for them, I think, for sure 1 year and probably 2 years. I think he played a lot as a sophomore also. That's a tremendous athlete. They're running the football, does a good job of rolling out and hitting some speed receivers. And the offensive line looks like they're not overly big. I mean, they're 245, 250, depends on how you want to look at that. But they look like they're pretty athletic and physical up front. So we'll have our hands full tonight against Millard West.
Brandon, it looks like, and in talking with Coach Peterson, yeah, the teams on their schedule that were not very good in the Metro, and we know there are some programs that are really down there, they blow out. But there have also been challenged. They played some close football games. When they are in close games, they're in the 20s, and we see that, you know, I guess a lot of people want to compare the Millard North game as maybe your game that we should all look at. Do you agree with that?
You bet. You hit that nail right on top of the head. We talked about that this weekend as a coaching staff. We mentioned it to our players on Monday and Tuesday that as you do, I mean, you can score comparison until the cows come home. But for us, we kind of compare some teams, some scores that we've competed against, and one of those scores has been Millard North. And, you know, we felt like that Millard North game was probably a one-score game. And then you talk to Millard North, and they should have probably had an opportunity to beat Millard West. And I know that's a rivalry game between the Millard schools and so on and so forth. And plus, that was a long time ago, first or second, third game of the football season. But anyhow, you analyze those and you talk about it. And for us, if we can just kind of weather the storm in the first quarter or the first half and get ourselves in striking distance, that puts a lot of pressure on the number one team in the state. And so just give us a chance here early on. We'll play field position. We'll try to see if we can't hit a big play. We're going to have to tackle extremely well in the open field. But for us to succeed, we're going to have to get off to a tremendous start.
Brandon Kuhl with us for another minute here, the Kearney High football coach. Can you tell you've been the underdog and you've been the favorite going into playoff games? Can you tell when the kids are walking out of the locker room if they got the big eyes like they might taking on a number one team? And if so, how do you address that?
No, we've talked about that all week long. We're going to pin our ears back and get after it. This group has been pretty loose the last two or three weeks, and I think that's made our football team better. There's going to be some nervousness going into the playoff game, but as we talked all week long, the pressure is on Millard West, and so for us to be successful, just come out there and play your hearts out, compete like you've done the last nine games, and let the chips drop where they may. And so I think our kids are going to be ready to rock and roll if we can just weather that storm to start the football game.
And, Brandon, I know the kids would love to play again next Friday in another state playoff game, and you'll get a lot of publicity if that happens, if you pull the upset tonight. But Coach Peterson also mentioned something that was interesting. The numbers look like you guys will be in the same district the next couple of years. Is there any importance on seeing where you stack up, because you know you're going to get them the next couple seasons?
You know what? That's a great question, and we haven't sat down to analyze next year's districts, but as of right now, it looks like we'll be in the same district as Millard West. And Coach Peterson and I, we talk a lot of times throughout the off season, and in fact, before we had this last two-year session, he called us and wanted to know if we wanted to play each other again. And at that time, we already talked to Tim Allward at Lincoln Pius, and so we already made that decision. So we want to kind of get that going. We played Millard North the last couple years. About three, 4 or 5 years ago, previous, we played Millard South, and then about 3 or 4 years before that, we played Millard West. So it's our turn to get back to playing Millard West. And so to see those guys in our district, our kids love going to the Metro. Our kids love playing those Millard schools, and it makes our program better to play that type of competition, because those kids from Millard are going to be good year in and year out. So we'll worry about that January 1st when next year shows up, and just try to concentrate on playing great Bearcat football here against Millard West.
Well, Coach, appreciate the work and the conversation all season long, and boy, if we're talking again next week, that'll be something, and let's see if the Cats can give them a shot.
We'd love to do that. Thanks for your coverage.
You bet. Brandon Kuhl, head football coach of the Kearney High Bearcats, and we'll be back to Buell Stadium with the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com as we get ready for the Kearney Bearcats and the Millard West Wildcats. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by our friends at Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney. The better bank. First off, for Millard West, at center will be number 64. That is Jack DeMondel. He is 6'3", 240 pounds, and a sophomore. At the guards, your right guard is number 75, 6'1", 250-pound junior Mitch Reagan. And the right guard for the Millard West offense, Mitch is the right guard for the offense. The left guard for folks here at Millard West is Sam Manthe. Sam, number 56, is a 6'1", 265-pound senior. At the tackles, left tackle is number 50, 6', 250-pound junior Sam Walker. And the right tackle is the Stanford commit, number 66, 6'3", 250-pound senior Harrison Phillips. At the wideout is number 81, 5'11", 170-pound senior Nick Lawson. In the slot, number 83, your tight end, 6'2", 205-pound junior Cole Neville. Also at wide receiver tonight, number 10, 5'10", 170-pound senior Skyler Monahan. And in the backfield, your fullback, the leading rusher on the team, number 24, 5'10", 185-pound senior Victor Beanham. The I-back, number 5, 5'9", 170-pound senior Salvatore Guido. And the quarterback, heading to Harvard, number 14, 6'1", 190-pound senior Ross Drawl. The head coach is Kirk Peterson of the Millard West football program. The Wildcats set at 8-1 on the season. Their only loss came in week 3 to Omaha Burke, 23-21. Now a look at the starting lineup for the Bearcats of Kearney High. The center is number 54, 5'9", 210-pound senior Trevor Hibbard. The guards on the right side, number 50, 5'10", 201-pound senior Justin Liveringhouse. And the left guard, number 55, 6'3", 259-pound junior is Brian Arp. The tackles tonight on the left side, number 67, 5'11", 242-pound senior Logan Fong. And the right tackle is going to be number 52, 5'11", 240-pound junior Aaron Griffith. For the Bearcats, they've got their halfback in X, Y, and Z that they move all around. The X back is number 4, 6'2", 212-pound junior Brockton Sterling. Splitting time at the Y, number 32, 6', 212-pound senior Jake Cooley. And number 35, 6', 164-pound senior David Erickson. The Z back, number 40, 5'8", 176-pound senior Jamison Ortley. The I back for Kearney is number 34, 6', 190-pound senior Tyler Gillen. You'll also see coming in at fullback from time to time, number 7, 5'8", 178-pound senior Matt Kester. And the quarterbacks, number 14, 6', 184-pound junior Jacob White. And number 9, 6', 170-pound junior Peyton Pocock. They have been platooning all season long. The head coach of the Kearney Bearcats is Brandon Cool, assisted by Brad Archer, Steve Cherry, Tim Christo, Jeb Hatch, Chad Carr, Pete Kronk, Greg Limbaugh, Dan Martin, Kyle Peters, Kent Chagrew, and Darren Van Winkle. Kearney is 5-4 on the season after starting the year at 1-4. They have won 4 in a row against Lincoln High, Fremont, North Star, and North Platte. They also beat Lincoln Southwest. 4 trips to Lincoln this year for the Kearney Bearcats. Their losses came to Pius X on a rough opening night with multiple turnovers. Then Norfolk came from behind to beat them in week two. They played Miller North close but fell 19-7 and lost at Grand Island 26-0. So those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. You're banking, they're taking it, making it simple. Better choices, better service from Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. We'll be back and take a look at some of the other state playoff scores after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. All the other games across the state are underway. This is the last to kick in A at the half. Omaha Central leads Papillion La Vista 14-7. Creighton Prep leads Papillion La Vista South 13-7. In the second quarter, Westside leads Lincoln Southwest 14-0. Burke leads Lincoln Southeast 17-3. Grand Island 14-7 over Bellevue West. That is approaching halftime. Also at half, Omaha North leads Bellevue East 28-0. And a final from earlier, Millard North beat Lincoln East 21-13. In Class B at the half, Gretna leads Gross 21-7. Sydney beat Blair this afternoon 36-25. At the half, Ralston leads Elkhorn 20-0. In the fourth quarter, Scottsbluff 13 and York 12. In the third quarter, McCook leads Crete 17-6. Aurora and Plattsmouth are tied at 14 in the second quarter. Beatrice leads Elkhorn South 14-10 in the second quarter. And at the half, Scutt leading Norris 13-7. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. The Class A playoffs between Kearney and Millard West will kick off after this timeout.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
You've been listening to high school football pregame action on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Millard West will get the ball to start our football game, moving from right to left or south to north as you view it along your radio dial. Kearney High ready to boot it away, and usually they have to pooch kick it, so returning the kick, Skyler Monahan is setting back at about his 11-yard line to try and return the opening kick of this football game. As the clock reads 12 minutes, and we are ready for high school football here on Classic Hits. Trey Goen ready to kick it away. He puts it on the hash mark to his right in front of the Millard West bench, puts his foot into it. It's a very short kick, as expected, taken by the up man at the 16-yard line. That's going to be Guido up to the 20, the 25, and he'll be brought down at the 30-yard line. And in on the tackle for the Bearcats will be Garrett Kreitzer. And Millard West will start first down and 10 at the 30-yard line. Glad to have you along with us tonight. In case I mess anything up, Riley Jane Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal-Star will pop me upside the head and let me know how it really was. So read about the game tomorrow as well in the Journal-Star. As we are ready to go, first down and 10 here. Basic power eye, split wide right, one man wide left. And setting him down, the quarterback, Ross Drawl. He'll send Monahan in motion, give him the double look to the right side, hand off to the deep back. That is your eye back. Sammy Guido turns the corner, has the first down over the 40, and shoved out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So a good start here for Millard West First play of the game, just using their speed, getting to the outside and moving the chains to the 43-yard line. Much bigger line for Millard West, as you heard in the starting lineups tonight. You have to figure that they're going to try and power it at you. So what do? The first play of the game, they get it to the outside. And obviously, there's no doubt when Kearney gets on offense, they will have to get some offense out on the perimeter to have a chance tonight. Now we've got trips to the left side. The lone man, your fullback, Beanham. And they'll run option to the right side. Draw will keep it. Find a little seam on the right side over the 45 and get to the 48-yard line. Gain of 5 didn't look like much, but that's what makes Draw one of the better option quarterbacks here in Class A. And give him a gain of 5 to make it second down and 5 yards to go. Just underway again. If you're joining us and wondering why we're just getting underway, a storm rolled through. A big thunderstorm rolled through here about 5 o'clock this afternoon. There was an earlier game, which Millard North won 21-13 over Lincoln East. It delayed that an hour, and it pushed us back about 30 minutes. Second down and 5 now. They'll go out of the shotgun. 3 snaps, 3 different looks here. And Draw on a follow play over the right side gets into Bearcat territory and has another first down to the 45-yard line. A gain of 7. And Millard West showing why they have such a dynamic offense. 3 plays, 3 big positive plays, all out of 3 different formations. And they're in Bearcat territory here with a minute gone in the opening quarter of play. Running over to the sideline and picking up the play is the quarterback Trow. They still kind of do it the old-fashioned way. Twins left out of the I formation. Twins on the left side or to the wide side of the football field. 4-down lineman with a defensive end up on the right end of the defensive line for the Bearcats. Counter play, spin move over the right side for Guido. Guido gets inside the 40, and that spin move picked him up an extra 3 yards. They'll mark him down at the 39-yard line, and a gain of 6 for Salvador Guido. Some of them call him Sammy. His official given name is Salvatore. And Millard West on the opening possession is marching it right down the football field. Obviously, as Coach Cool said, Kearney's going to need some things to go their way. They probably would have liked it to continue to rain tonight. Weather evens it out sometimes. Second down, 4 yards to go. I formation, back to pass draw for the first time. Lost one high in the air, underthrown and intercepted. That just lofted up in the air, and the Bearcats get the pick from Jacob Kingsley. They need a break. They get a break at the 10-yard line on the first pass attempt of the ball game, and that just hung in the air. And because of that rain, it was a little slick on the turf. His wide receiver fell down, and it will be Kearney High football. 9:58 to go here in the football game's first quarter, and Jacob Kingsley hauls in the INT. Kearney will start at their own 10-yard line. First down and 10. So the first break of the ball game goes the Bearcats' way. A lot of football field to cover. Let's see if they can do so. And it looks like it'll be starting at quarterback tonight, Jacob White. He'll be in that shotgun with Killen flanking him to the left side. White takes the snap, runs option short side. He'll keep it, and he'll run right out of bounds between the 15 and the 16-yard line. Nice gain on the first play of the game for Kearney as White will pick up 6. And again, White, he's your runner and can throw. Pocock's your thrower and can run. But the strengths definitely for White are on the ground, and for Pocock more through the air. Second down, we'll call it 3 yards to go. We're going to call it a 7-yard gain for White. Stay out of the shotgun with Gillen to his right side now. And the first pass play is going to be a quick little slant, complete to Ortley. First down, 20, makes a man miss, 25. Scampers out to the 27-yard line, and a 10-yard completion from White to his slot receiver, Ortley. And Kearney High moves the chains for the first time of the football game. We're scoreless, 9:46 to go here and counting in the first quarter of play. Winner advances on to the state quarterfinals next Friday. Of course, classes C and D, second round coming up on Wednesday. We'll talk more about that when halftime rolls around. Now, going to an I formation, the Bearcats will send Twins to the right side. Pocock's in as the quarterback. Pitch play Gillen. He gets a little bit of a crease over the right side, makes the 29 for a minimal gain. A gain of 2 there on the first carry for Tyler Gillen. And for Gillen this year, he is your leading rusher for the Kearney High Bearcats. 597 yards, just a little bit ahead of White at 556, and Matt Kester at 512. So not quite the overwhelming run game for the Bearcats this year, and that can be seen in their record at 5-4. Second down and 8. Ball on the near hash by the Millard West sideline at their own 29-yard line after the interception from Kingsley. Out of the shotgun, it's a jet sweep here for Gillen. Makes one man miss in the backfield. Gets to the corner over the 30. Dives to the 33-yard line. Gillen does a good job of making the first man miss, and instead of losing 2 yards, he's going to pick up about 5. And it'll be third down and 3 yards to go. 0-0. Class A state football playoffs. Final game of the state playoffs to kick off. It would have been anyway, but because of the storm, we're a little bit later. Third down and a solid 3 at their own 34. Bearcats trying to continue to move the sticks here. 4 wide. Pocock out of the shotgun. And Pocock, 3-step drop, quick pass, and overshoots his intended receiver in Brockton Sterling. It was just a little 3-yard out right at the sticks, and he led him too far and threw it in to the Kearney High bench. So Pocock's first pass of the ball game incomplete, and that means the Bearcats will have to punt it away. Kearney trying to play it close to the vest, keep it safe, and that means every little play like that has to be converted on, and that time it was not. So first punt of the ball game, Kearney from their own 34-yard line. And here comes a little bit of a rush, not much there. Nice high punt and a fair catch called for by Millard West at the 27-yard line, and that'll be a nice punt of 39 yards and first down and 10 for Millard West. So each team has had it once. Millard West was marching it right down the field. Drawl's first pass attempt was picked off by Kingsley. Kearney moved it from the 10 out to their 34 and then had to punt the ball away. So first down and 10, Millard West at their 28-yard line is where they'll officially mark this down. And the Wildcats will break huddle. Twins to the left side here, including Monahan. And out of the shotgun this time will be Drawl. He wants to throw again. He's got a pressure. They're trying to set up a screen. Complete and up the right numbers, 30, 35. And stacked up there at the 35-yard line will be a gain of 7 on the screen pass. Executed beautifully there as Drawl took his time. And the 7-yard completion followed up that interception. Arp in on the tackle for Kearney High. Millard West just goes about things methodically here. About the same amount of time in the huddle. Pop it out there on the right hash near the Kearney sideline. On second down and 3, they'll go double tight eye formation. And the first penalty flag of the ball game, illegal procedure, will be called here on Millard West as the right tackle stood up a little too soon that time. Back him up 5 and make it second down and 8 yards to go. But again, so far that hasn't been a problem moving the ball here for Millard West. 13 yards, 6 yards, 5 yards, 7 yards. And then we had the interception. Millard West had good starting field position as well after the short kick. Millard West had it at their 30. Now they have it at the 30 again. Second down, 8 yards to go. And it'll be Drawl faking the handoff, back to pass, comes set, now under pressure, steps through the pressure, has a running lane, gets outside and has a lot of room. 35-40, now he's to the 50, still on his feet, breaks another tackle in Bearcat territory and finally shoved out of bounds at the 41-yard line. That's 28 yards for Ross Drawl. And another Millard West first down. Kearney had very good pressure in the backfield, but Drawl is just too good, and he stepped right through the rush of Kearney High and moves it up to the 41-yard line of the Bearcats. 6:46 to go here in the first quarter. And still no score in our ball game. Millard West trying to change that, though. State football playoffs brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park and Webb Road in Grand Island, and DinsdaleAuto.com. 4 wide. And they'll hand it to the fullback, trying to grind for yardage up to the 35-yard line. And Beanham is going to get a nice 6-yard gain on first down. And a credit to Millard West. You know that they're going to be able to push that ball up front. Probably try and stay away from Arp, the top lineman there for Kearney High. And a gain of 6 on Beanham's first carry of the ball game. Second down and 4, West at the 35-yard line of Kearney High. Still scoreless here in the first quarter. Twins left, Single wide out to the right side, and this time Drawl is going to give it to his fullback again. Belly option to the right side, inside the 30, and down to about the 28-yard line, and beat him again. He'll pick up seven more. Millard West, very effective on the ground, and you got to figure right now Coach Peterson won't go to the air after that interception. If they're moving it like this on the ground, there's no need to put the ball in the air. Drawl on the year has thrown for 990 yards and 13 touchdowns. The pick was just his fourth of the season. First and 10 at the Bearcat 28-yard line. Lot of motion. It's an end-around halfback pass. Monahan throws it out here complete, short at the 25 to the 20 and down to the 15-yard line. Hauling it in is Victor Beanham. So a little trickery there as Monahan is able to throw the first down halfback pass. That'll be a gain of 13 on the play. And another first down for Millard West, their fifth here of the opening quarter. Split out wide to the right side will be Nick Lawson. He's been kind of lonely out there. The first pass play of the game was intended for him. Back to a single wing now. Wing T right. And they will give it to the wing T. And up the left side, inside the 15 to the 10, a penalty flag. That was Monahan, but it looks like a flag, and will it be a face mask, or did we get a hold in there? Monahan acting like he had a face mask, but no, it will be a hold on Millard West. So a halfback pass, then they go on a slot handoff. Second penalty here on Millard West, and that's what the Bearcats need, a little help from Millard West with mistakes, a pick, and now a couple of penalties on this drive. Scoreless with 5:35 to go here in quarter number one, but Millard West is driving. And the penalty will back it up to the 23-yard line. It'll be first down at 18 for Millard West. .533 to go here in quarter number one. Monahan will split out wide to the right side this time. On first and 18 for Millard West, and Draw will roll that way. Wants to pass. Now a go route into the end zone, and he overthrows his receiver. Incomplete. Millard West thought a great one-handed catch was going to be made. I don't know if he would have been able to stay in bounds anyway. A little stop-and-go route that time, and it was just simply overthrown by your quarterback, Ross Draw. He could have just underhanded that baby to the end zone, and Monahan would have hauled it in. So the Bearcats catch a break, and it'll be second down and 18. Millard West this time. Again, just about every time they break huddle, it's a different formation. Four wide, but it's double stack left and right. Draw back to pass. Has all day this time. Now throws underneath. The pass completed to 16 inside the 15 and shoved out of bounds at about the 11-yard line will be Nick Lawson. And so they pick up a chunk of yardage on that one, 13, and it'll be third down and 5. And again, Millard West not going to have a whole lot of problems if they want to try a field goal if they don't get into the end zone or get a first down on this play. Third down and 5, Millard West at the Kearney High 11-yard line, 5:05 to go here in the first quarter. Kearney High is going to come out a little man defense. Draw inside handoff to his fullback who's trying to break a tackle and gets inside the 10 to about the 9, but that's not enough for a first down as Victor Beanham picks up just 2. And now Millard West decision time. Do you take what should be the for sure points in the field goal? Or do you really try to announce your presence with authority right here and take it right at Kearney High? You knew that was coming, didn't you? You knew it was coming. You knew I paused and thought about it, and yep, here it comes. It's going to be a 25-yard extra or a field goal, 25-yard field goal attempt here for Millard West and Danny Sandoz to attempt it right in the middle of the field. Snap is good, placement good. Sandoz pops it up in the air, and it is good. So with 4:17 to go here in the first quarter of play, Millard West, the number one seed in Class A, strikes first. It's the Wildcats 3, the Kearney Bearcats nothing, and we'll have more on Classic Hits in a moment.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street.
Huge kick by Millard West. Carney lets it bounce at the 22, then it's picked up at the 23, advancing across the 25, the 30, and out to the 32-yard line. Scary moment there. The Bearcats, the up man, well, it's over my head. The deep man, well, it's short, and it bounced right in between it, but it took a good hop. It bounced straight up in the air, and it was easy for the Bearcats to field. So Carney High trailing now 3-0 will take over. First and 10 at their own 32-yard line, their second possession of the football game. Carney High goes shotgun this time, running back flanking White to his left, and White on a quarterback keeper, fakes right, tries left, and just runs into Harrison Phillips and the rest of the Millard West defensive line. Doesn't look like he's going to get anything on this play, and it'll be a half yard maybe at the most. Second down and 9. Second carry of the ball game for White, and Pocock will now come in as the quarterback. It's worked for the Bearcats most of the season. Usually at the beginning of the year, they were going in a series at a time. And now, at different times throughout the year, they'll just switch in plays as Ortley starts in motion from right to left, then comes back and up the field he goes. The pass is to him, and it's behind him from Pocock. And good on the coverage there was Rick Pesek for Millard West. So Pocock incomplete on his first two pass attempts. And again, both of them were trying to be very quick, short yardage plays. And it's third down at 9 now for Carney High. We'll give you an update here on the Valentino scoreboard momentarily as the rest of Class A and B going on. Again, earlier tonight, Millard North beat Lincoln East 21-13 out in B. Sydney was a winner today over Blair. Trips to the right side of the Bearcats. White, quarterback draw, breaks a tackle to the backfield, 35, gets to the 40, tackled forward, and it's going to be very close to the first down at the 42. This is going to be all depending on the spot. And it looks like it's a good enough spot that it's going to be a first down. So a 9-yard gain there by Jacob White. The second first down for the Bearcats. And again, Brandon Cool doesn't want to put too much pressure on this football team to make mistakes. Run it, see if you can get it. If not, punt it. And the Bearcats able to move the chains. First and 10 at their own 42. Still going four wide outs, trying to take some of that pressure out of the middle of the football field defensively from Millard West. And on the jet sweep, they will give it to the wing back, turning the corner across the 45 and getting it to the 48-yard line. Carrying it this time is Matt Kester, who was lined up at the wing back position. And Matt's going to pick up 6 on the play. And it'll be second down and 4. 3-0 Millard West, 2:45 to go here in the first quarter at beautiful Buell Stadium here in Omaha in the Class A state football playoffs. Bearcats will send Brockton Sterling out wide to the left. Ortley will be the lone man to the right side. Extra tight end this time for the Bearcats. Might have got away with motion, too. Back to pass all day. Pocock trying to go deep. He's got his man down the field. Caught at the 15 and then falling down at the 10-yard line is Brockton Sterling. If he kept his balance, he's in. But the biggest play of the early portion of this game is a 37-yard completion by Peyton Pocock. And he put that one right on the numbers to Brockton Sterling. And it'll be first down and 10 Bearcats at the Millard West 11. And they're in the Case IH Red Zone. When you need parts service or just some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International in Kearney or Hastings. Kearney trailing 3-0, but what a boost of confidence it would be if they could punch one in and take the lead against the number one team in the state. Out of the I formation, Eli Keller is the fullback. They'll send Sterling in motion to give him twins right side. Toss sweep right side, trying to find some running room. Kester reverses his motion and gets it inside the 10 to the 9. So made a little something out of nothing there. And 2 yards for Matt Kester. Second down and 7 for the Bearcats at the 9-yard line. Or second down and 8, excuse me, at the 9-yard line after the 2-yard gain as the clock winds down to 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. State football playoffs brought to you by Channel Seed and Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. Wide left, Brockton Sterling. Ortley slot left. Motion man is Jake Cooley. Everything to the left, and that's where they'll go. Pitch play, Kester. Nowhere to go. He is swallowed up and tackled behind the line of scrimmage. The ball may have came loose. Millard West is saying they've got it, and they do. The ball squirted out of there late, and Millard West comes out of the pile with the football. I believe it may have been Alex Grainer, but with those green and black jerseys, it was hard to tell who came up with the football. But nonetheless, Kearney High fumbled the football away, got it stripped there, and each team now has turned it over once. Oh. Now a late change. They say it's Bearcat football. Boy, the one official came in and pointed towards Millard West. Everybody here in the press box thought it was Millard West football, so a break for the moment for Kearney. And they're going to say no gain on the play then for Kester. It'll be 3rd and 8 at the 9. Out of the shotgun, White hands it off, trying to find some room over the right side, getting to the 7, to the 6, moving the pile, but not near enough for the first down as Phillips is in there on the tackle. Kearney starting to switch up who's carrying the football a little bit. And that time, getting off the pile again is Kester. He is going to be credited with a 3-yard gain. And will Kearney try to tie this game up with a field goal? Looks like they will. Trey Goen is in to attempt the field goal here for Kearney. It will be a 26-yard attempt. The kick is away, and the kick is good. Boy, there was some pressure coming from the left end. They almost got in there with Bauman and blocked it. But Trey Goen hits the 26-yard field goal, and we're all tied up with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kearney and Millard West, 3-3.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kearney boots it away again. Short kick taken at the 22 and brought out to the 28-yard line by Lawson. That was a 23-yard field goal, by the way. It would have been 26 had they not gained 3 on third down. 23-yard field goal for Trey Goen, and we are tied 3-3. And we'll have time maybe for one more play, unless it's an incomplete pass. 8 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Millard West and Kearney High in the Class A state playoffs. And out of the I formation comes Millard West. Go with a deep handoff to the I back and a big hole over the left side. 30, 40, 50, touchdown, Millard West. Taking it all the way is Salvatore Guido, 73 yards. And just like that, Millard West has gained the lead, 9-3 with the extra point coming. 3 carries, 92 yards, and a touchdown for Guido, who was just way too fast. Kearney High trying to get in there and bring that defense a little bit closer, bring the backs in, and There was nothing fancy about it. Just a stretch play to the left. And the extra point now coming up for Sandoz. And the kick is on the way. And it is good. That was the final play of the first quarter. It's Millard West 10, Kearney 3. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island here on Classic Hits.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt
so good.
The kick
is in the air. Fumbles it, goes back and grabs it at the 12. Then up the field he comes, 20, 25, 30. Pushed out of bounds at the 33, but a penalty flag on the play. About the time Kester was at the 30, the flag came down at the 17. And so Kearney High will be backed up. Instead of the 33, they're going to be back at about their 8 or 9-yard line. And it's starting to rain a little bit here. Never was a good charades player. Starting to rain here at Buell Stadium. Each team has already turned it over once. Kearney came away with an interception from Trawl to slow their first drive, and then Kearney, well, they were called for a fumble. I guess they didn't officially turn it over, so they said first that it was Millard West ball and then changed their mind. So Kearney High now all the way back at their own 9-yard line on the 9-yard penalty. 11:51 to go here. We're just underway in the second quarter. 10-3 Millard West leading Kearney High. Promise some score updates. We'll do that here after this play. Out of the I formation, it is White, the quarterback. He'll turn, hand it to the second man through, and all the Bearcats could do is crash to the 10-yard line for Gillen. Tyler gets one yard on the play. 3 carries for 8 yards for Gillen. Kester, 4 carries for 11 yards. White, 3 carries for 17 yards. Through the air, Kearney is 2 of 4 for 47 yards. Of course, Guido now has 92 yards rushing. Beanham, 15. Drawl, 40. And 2 of 4 for 20 yards and a pick. Plus the halfback pass from Monahan that went for 13. Second and 9, Bearcats shotgun now. Pocock, and they're going to go swing, but a penalty flag before we can get this play underway, and it looks like the Bearcats may have left early. And so after not receiving a penalty in the first quarter, 2 penalties here in the first minute of quarter number 2. It is Papillion La Vista and Omaha Central 14-14 to the third quarter. The winner of that game plays the winner of this. Creighton Prep leads Papio South 13-10 to the third. West Side leading Southwest 27-0 at the half. Burke over Southeast 17-3 in the third quarter of play. Grand Island in the third quarter 21-7 over Bellevue West, and Omaha North leads Bellevue East 28-0 in the third quarter. Second down and 14, Kearney. They'll mark the ball just inside the 6. Pocock out of the shotgun with Gillen flanking him to his right. Double tight ends. They'll give it to Tyler. He comes straight up the middle of the football field, and he's going to make it to about the 9-yard line. We'll give him credit for a gain of about 4. In Class B, Gretna leading Gross in the third quarter, 21-7. Sydney beat Blair today, 36-25. In the third, Ralston leading Elkhorn, 27-7. York gets the last 2 touchdowns to beat Scott's Bluff in the first round of the playoffs for the second consecutive year. Tonight, it's 26-13. McCook beat Crete, 17-6. At the half, Aurora led Plattsmouth, 21-14. Now 3rd and 10 for Kearney. Under center this time out of the I formation. Defensive shift. White will go on a draw play to Gillen and nowhere to go. Gillen stacked up. Got maybe a half a yard. And it'll be 4th down and 10 for Kearney. 10-3 in favor of Millard West. The other two Class B scores, Beatrice trailing Elkhorn South 17-14 in the third, and Norris leading the number 2 seed Omaha Scutt 14-13. Also in the third quarter of play, those are your state football playoff updates here on Classic Hits, brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Monahan back to receive the punt. High punt, short punt, bounces at the Bearcat 40, rolls and stays in bounds an extra 3 or 4 yards to about the 47-yard line. So it is a 37-yard punt that time for Kearney High. And no return for Millard West, but Millard West now leads it 10-3 and will take over in Bearcat territory. Six-man action going on today. It was Silver Lake over Elkhorn Valley 49-8. Hyannis beat Arthur County 39-20. Sioux County beat Minotaur 60-16. And Arcadia playing tonight, played this afternoon up at Cody Kilgore, and we're efforting the final on that contest. 1st and 10 at the Bearcat 47. And we've got penalty flags again. Cody Kilgore won the game. And illegal procedure here on Millard West. Their third penalty for 20 yards. 9:19 to go here in the second quarter. 10-3 in favor of the Wildcats. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Your proud supporter of area high school sports. See Crossroads Ford in Kearney for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, or online at crossroads-ford.com. The showroom's at 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney. 1st and 15, Millard West. They're now at their own 48. Draw, back to pass, sprints to his right, running, and now decides he will run the football. Gets into the secondary and brought down at the original line of scrimmage before the penalty at the 46. He'll gain one more yard than that, the 5-yard penalty plus one. He'll have 6, and Drawl has done a good job scrambling so far for Millard West. He's definitely looking to throw the football down the field, but no luck that time. Don't forget, UNK and Hastings College football teams both home tomorrow. The Lopers looking for their third straight win against Central Missouri at noon. Hastings is on the road. They're at number 21 Northwestern at 1. Monahan is in the wing tee right. I formation, and Drawl is going to keep it himself, and Kearney High is all over that one. Liveringhouse in on the tackle for the Bearcats, and a loss of a yard on the play for the fullback, Victor Beanham. And it'll be, well, they'll say he got back to the line of scrimmage, I guess. 3rd down and 9 still, with 8:15 to go here, quarter number 2. That final on the Cody Kilgore game was 20-18. Cody Kilgore. Got to make your conversions. 3rd down and 9 now. Shotgun draw. 3-step drop. They're trying to set up a screen. He's in trouble. He's hit. Throws the ball incomplete. This should be grounding, and it is. Tyler Gillen got back there and forced the intentional grounding, and that's going to be a big loss on the play, about 16 yards, and then tack on the penalty. It's all the way back inside the West 40. The flag setting at the 41. And Millard West is saying there was someone in the area, but I can't agree there. It doesn't matter. He wasn't out of the tackle box. And it didn't get to the line of scrimmage. But when have you not seen anybody complain on an intentional grounding call? But that's what Millard West is doing, and can't imagine the officials are going to listen. They will talk here a little bit. And there is some argument from the Millard West sideline, but intentional grounding will be the call. And that'll be a 5-yard penalty and loss of down. So that'll bring up 4th down and a punting situation. Millard West will have to punt the ball for the first time tonight. All the way back at the 36-yard line. And ready to punt it away here is Sandoz. Waiting for the snap. Ortley waits for the return. The kick is away. Line drive, Kearney on the run, takes it at the 33, 35-40, and up to the 45-yard line. A 31-yard line drive punt that time. And Ortley did a great job of catching it on the dead sprint and returning it up the field for about 12 yards. They're officially going to mark him out of bounds at the 45. So the Bearcats finally get some good starting field position here. Trailing 10-3. You're listening to high school football on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Merritt Lawson, updating our scores in the Platte River Preps War Room. Unbalanced line, strong to the right. Send in motion, Tyler Dahlke from left to right, giving him twins to that side. White going to turn, hand it to Kester, the eye back. Kester gets to the outside and brought down right at midfield. A gain of 5 for Matt. So Coach Brandon Cool once again waited to use Kester until late in the first quarter. Now he's got 5 carries just like Gillen, but the two have combined for 10 carries for 28 yards. Needing to get to the outside, Millard West knows that. They're huge in the middle, led there by the Stanford commit, Harrison Phillips. Now 4 wideouts and out of the shotgun with Gillen flanking him to the right side on 2nd down and 5. Ball right on the midfield stripe here at Buell. White fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and he's tackled at the line of scrimmage. The Wildcats just throwing away the offensive lineman of the Bearcats and are all over him one step into that play. No gain, and White comes up limping, and he is going to trot off the field. And who's going to block Harrison Phillips? As Brandon Cool told us, they're going to have to try and double-team him most of the game. And then when you don't double-team him, he thinks they ain't coming that way. And so Kearney tried to sneak it by him. Third down and 5. Pocock, quick pass, and again he throws it behind the intended receiver in Brockton Sterling. Twice he's tried to throw just a quick little 3, 4 yard, 5 yard in that instance pass play, and it's been behind Sterling both times. And Pocock outside of that nice 37-yard pass play that set up the field goal. He's 0 of 3. 6:30 to go here in the first half. But again, the game is one score, and that's all Kearney can ask for right now. Millard West 10 and Kearney 3. As they get ready to punt it away, Tragen going, puts his foot into that one. Excuse me, not Tragen going. He's your place kicker. The punt is not a long one, but bounces at the 27, rolls inside the 20, dies at the 19. It's just a 30-yard punt that time for Kearney High. And doing the punting for Kearney High is Jacob White, as he has been all year long. 6:19 to go here in the third quarter. It remains 10-3 in favor of Millard West. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will run down all the scores from across the state. We'll also give you the first half stats of our ball game. Grand Island now up 21-14 as Bellevue West has scored to cut it to 7 in the third quarter. West out of the shotgun. Quarterback draw, throws it in the slot, complete to Monahan. He gets it at the 25, spins to the 27, and that's where the Bearcats will meet up with him. Eli Keller among those in on the tackle. Going to be a gain of 8 as they mark it at the 28. Call it 2nd down and 2 yards to go here for Millard West, maybe 2nd and 1, as the ball was actually spotted at the 19, not the 20. So from the 19 to the 28, a gain of 9 on the pass play, 2nd down and 1. Millard West goes with the single back, their fullback Bauman, back to pass out of the formation is going to be an incomplete pass to Lawson. I was going to tell you that he was lined up under center for the first time in a while, and he quickly took the snap, and it went right through Lawson's hands. Good pass by Drawl, but incomplete. Stopping the clock with 5:39 to go here in the second quarter. Also coming up at the half when we give you the first half scores from other games, we'll take a look at the second round of the C&D playoffs, let you know where some of our radio headsets will be on Wednesday. 3rd down and 1 now, 4 wideouts, and again, quarterback draw under center, fullback right behind him. It's going to be a handoff to the fullback over the left side. 1st down to the 32-yard line. Livinghouse makes the tackle of Beanham, but not before a 1st down here for Millard West. With 5:35 to go here in quarter number 2, it'll be the 7th 1st down of the ball game unofficially for Millard West. Moving the ball up the field 4 yards. And for Beanham, he's got 5 carries for 19 yards. Fresh set of downs. Split out wide to the right will be Monahan. Slot right, and now they also put Guido in that wing tee, and it's going to be a quarterback keep the whole way around the right side draw across the 35, tripped up at the 37-yard line, and sticks the football just across the 37 for another nice gain to the 38 on first down, a gain of 6. And averaging over 10 yards a carry is the quarterback, Ross Drawl, 5 carries, 52 yards. Both teams have all their timeouts, haven't had one used so far here in the first half. Now Guido lines up at the I back in the I formation. Drawl talking to his linemen as they get set here. Twins to the right. The wide side of the field is the left. There's nobody out there. And back to pass. Drawl rolling that way under some pressure. Slipped, sacked back at the 30. Tyler Gillen gets the sack, but give equal credit there to Brian Arp, who shoved him or made him cut back inside, and Gillen with the sack. It'll be a loss on the play back to the 30-yard line. A loss of 8, if I counted that up right. First sack of the ball game for the Bearcats. Third and 12 for Millard West. Kearney could get a big stop here and could virtually take care of Millard West having the ball on offense the rest of this half. Shotgun again on third and 12. Drawl, 5-step drop. Now under some pressure. Hit and brought down again. The sack by Brockton Sterling. And they've got to draw on back-to-back pass plays. And this time they'll drop him back at the 22-yard line. Backwards another 8 yards. And a punt coming up here for Sandoz. Fourth and 20 at the 22. Two great call-ups and dial-ups there by the defensive coordinator, Brad Archer. Here's the snap. Not much of a rush. The punt is away. Again, it's kind of a line drive that Ortley will take at his 39. Comes to the sideline, 40-45. Drug out of bounds at the 46-yard line. 39-yard punt that time. And the return from the 39 out to about the 46 or 7. Let's see where they mark that as he went out of bounds on the far sideline. About a 7-yard return. So Kearney will have a chance here to tie this football game up, or at least put some more points on the board. Remember, Kearney will get the ball first to start the third quarter. They've got all three of their timeouts, 3:11 to go here in quarter number two, 10-3 Millard West. They had a 73-yard touchdown run on the final play of the first quarter from Guido, and that's the difference. In motion is Dahlke, trips to the right side. Hand it to Gillen. Stretch play that side, 50, and he's into the secondary. Look out, Gillen's going to go. 30, 20, and we're an extra point away from a tie ball game. A 54-yard touchdown run by Tyler Gillen makes it 10-9. That was just about as simple as the Guido run in the first quarter. And good blocking by the wide receivers out there. They got three of them over there on that short side of the Bearcat fans that made the trip east. Able to warm up there with a little jumping up and down on the 54-yard touchdown run for Tyler Gillen. And now the extra point attempt to try and tie this football game up. Going, waiting for it. Snap is down, the kick is away, and the kick is good. 3:02 to go in the first half. And the number 1 and 16 seeds in the Class A playoffs are all knotted up. 10-10 here on Classic Hits.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
You're listening to high school football action on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park, and Webb Road in Grand Island. Also online at DinsdaleAuto.com. As Tregon going, ready to boot the ball away. Tied at 10 here with Millard West. And this one a little more leg into it. It'll still be taken at about the 18-yard line on the far sideline by West. Up to the 20, 25, 30. Knocked down from behind will be Guido, and it'll be first down and 10 for Millard West. So 2:57 to go here, and this will be a very important 2:57. If Kearney gets into that locker room 10-10, it's a whole lot different than if Millard West can tack on any points right here. And again, Millard West has all three of their timeouts, and they are 67 yards away from Pater. First down and 10. For the Wildcats, who have done so many different things tonight, run so many different offensive plays. Twins to the right side with Monahan in the slot right out of the I formation, double tight end. Draw the quarterback long count. Gives to the second man, that's Guido. Tries to get outside on the left side, shoved into the first down marker, and here comes a penalty flag as he turned the corner. He's going to be pushed out of bounds around the 40, but we've got a hold called on Millard West. And for Millard West, that'll be their third penalty of the ball game. It wipes out a nice 7-yard run on first down. And it's going to set up first down and 20 here for the Wildcats. Don't forget, high school volleyball sub-districts begin on Monday. We'll be at the C110 at Kearney High. Gibbon Broken Bow, the first match at 4:30, followed by Kearney Catholic taking on Centura. And then the final match Monday, Minden will play the winner of game one with the sub-district final on Tuesday. The next round of the state football playoffs on Wednesday, Amherst-Loomis here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic, Boone Central on ESPN 1460. More about that coming up at halftime. First down, officially 19 now. Draw under center. Going to go with a deep draw here. Kearney had him wrapped up in the backfield, but now he breaks containment, and here he goes. Guido to the 30, the 40, into Kearney territory, 40-30, and drug down from behind at the 25-yard line, but there is a penalty flag downfield at the Bearcat 48. And let's see what this hanky is about. Boy, they had knocked Guido well behind the line of scrimmage on that deep, deep draw, and the white hat is now going to tell us what it was holding, but they're probably going to have just enough yardage for a first down. Remember, it was first and 19, maybe not quite. They moved that flag. In fact, there was two flags down. The flag's at the 48, so they're going to move it back just short, but it's going to be like first and 2. So Kearney will get a little bit of a break there by not giving up the home run. But a very nice run. It's going to be first and 1. The old unusual first and 1, an 18-yard carry for Guido. And that gives him 110. But it'll be first down and 1 for Millard West. Out of the I formation, and now we've got whistles, and I think Kearney has decided to call a timeout, and that'll be our first timeout of the football game, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 2:33 to go in the first half. Millard West 10, Kearney 10 on Classic Hits.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals. Stop in today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at crossroads-ford.com. Stop in and see them today. Not today. You can drive by the lot. It's well lit, top of the hill, Kearney. Stop by and see them tomorrow, though, when they're open. Or if you want to see them now, go online, crossroads-ford.com. First and one coming up for Millard West. Yes, you heard me right. It was first and 19. Now it's first and one after a holding penalty well downfield on a run there by Guido. And straight back to pass, looking for the home run. Ball is drawn. Now he's under pressure, and he's going to be hit and sacked again. Tyler Gillen runs him down. And there is a penalty flag downfield on the Millard West sideline, and this is probably going to be illegal contact on Kearney. I think that's why Brandon Cool called the timeout. On first and one, Millard West was going to have plenty of opportunities to take a shot down the field, and that's exactly what it is. So wipe out the sack, and it's going to be defensive holding. And so 2 plays ago, it was first and 19. Now it's first and 10. And move the chains. They'll put the ball right at midfield. Kearney High there. Let me change this around. I think I had this backwards. Kearney High with their third penalty of the ball game. I think I wrote those down backwards a couple of times. So holding a 5-yard penalty. First down and 10. Ball right at midfield. 2:13 to go here in the first half. We're tied at 10. Shotgun this time for the quarterback draw. Draw going to give it to his fullback who grinds up the middle of the football field. Still going. 45-40. And a first down for Bauman as he gets just across the first down marker. And a good job of just following the interior line behind his center and guards. And Victor Beanham, I think I said Bauman, sorry about that, Beanham with 10 yards on the play. And another first down. Again, the clock, something to watch here, but Millard West is at the 39 of Kearney High with a minute 50 to go. Back to pass again. Draw, good protection. Throwing the home run ball again. One-on-one for Monahan. Turns around and dropped it at the 2. The Kearney High defensive back, Cody Masters, couldn't locate the ball, and it falls incomplete. Monahan can't believe that he didn't catch that football. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Stop the clock with 1:42 to go here in the first half. And running into play will be Trevor Bandiera, senior wide receiver. Millard West, just a ton of kids on their home roster. Second down and 10 at the 39 of Kearney. 10-10, a minute 42 to go in the first half. Base high formation, single left, single right here. Draw under center. And it's going to be that fake of the deep. No, they will hand it off on the deep draw, and making the tackle will be Tyler Dahlke after a gain of about 4 up to the 35-yard line. And the Kearney coaches wanted a call there. They're all out on the field yelling for some help, and we are going to get a timeout by Millard West. So a 4-yard gain will make it 3rd down and 6. Timeout call by Millard West. Each team will have 2 remaining. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. 10-10, 1:27 to go, first half.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Steph Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
3rd and 6, Millard West. They'll drop back. They've got the tight end on a drag wide open at the 20, and Draw misses him on the overthrow, and he may have been able to take that all the way into the end zone. Kearney lost the tight end on the play. The first time that they have thrown to the tight end, Sam Hirsch or Cole Neville.
That was 89, wasn't it?
No, it was to Cole Neville. 83 just came off the field here. So incomplete, and that brings up 4th down and 6 at the 35. So too far for a field goal. And with this field position, they're going to go for it. Big, big play and another timeout by Millard West to discuss what they want to do here. 1:22 to go, second quarter. Millard West, the number one seed, and the number 16 seed, Kearney, 10-10 here on Classic Hits. And while we've got a break, let's go ahead and take a look at a few more of the scores that we have for you. In Class A, it is Papillion La Vista leading Omaha Central 21-14 in the fourth quarter. Creighton Prep leading Papillion La Vista South 20-17 in the fourth quarter. Omaha West Side blowing out Southwest, Lincoln Southwest, 35-0 in the second half. Omaha Burke 17, Lincoln Southeast 3 in the fourth. Bellevue West has now tied Grand Island 21-21 in the fourth quarter. The Islanders were up 21-7. Omaha North blasting Bellevue East 49-0. And earlier here at Buell Stadium, Millard North rallied to beat Lincoln East 21-13. East was up 13-7 at the half. McCook a winner tonight. York a winner tonight in Class B. Fourth down and six. Millard West at the Kearney 35-yard line. Draw out of the shotgun. Trips right. Trying to set up a quick slant. And this one is complete at the 26-yard line. Good enough for a first down. They came back to the single wide receiver on the far sideline. And that's Monahan for the first down. That's a gain of 9. And the first completion in the last four passes for the quarterback, Ross Drawl. The clock will run. A minute 15. A minute 10. And working his way out of the huddle, they won't get this snap till there's a minute to go here in the half. Back to pass, draw again. Look for the slant, it's covered. They'll throw it out here to Guido, who was the safety valve, and he'll run it to the 20-yard line and pick up 6 yards. And Millard West now is going to burn their final timeout. Still had plenty of time here with 53 seconds, but now they have used their final timeout, brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 10-10 with 53 seconds to go. Second quarter. We'll be right back.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
And welcome back to Buell Stadium. Doug Duda along with Stacy Johns, Merritt Lawson, where we've got a battle. Kearney High hanging in there, more than hanging in there. It's 10-10 with 53 seconds to go in the second quarter. Again, it was a late kickoff. Scheduled for 7:30. We started 30 minutes after that because of a storm that rolled through Omaha late this afternoon and delayed the Millard North Lincoln East game at halftime. Second down and four now for Millard West at the 20. It is Beanham, the lone setback, under center draw, three-step drop, looking left, now going post to the end zone. Deep pass, ball is caught but out of bounds. Caught but out of bounds by Millard West. And that'll bring up third down. And they tried to get it out there to Nick Lawson. Good coverage, though, by the Bearcats. They were all over that play with Jacob Kingsley, who had an interception in the first quarter, and also David Erickson. And that'll bring up third down and four. So interesting play call here for Millard West. They get a first down. They still got plenty of time to attack the end zone. They're already in field goal range. Draw out of the shotgun, twins left and right. They'll send the back out of the backfield, wheel route, and it's overthrown for the fullback in Victor Beanham. Just a little contact at the line of scrimmage when Beanham went to make his cut, but they let it go. And now here comes the field goal unit for Millard West. Kearney High also has to be careful of a fake here. This will be a 37-yard field goal attempt for Danny Sandoz. Each field goal kicker has made one. Sandoz from 25. And going from 23 for Kearney. The ball just to the right of center here. And Kearney High has now decided why not. We'll call a timeout. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. With 43 seconds remaining here in the second quarter, it's still 10-10, and Millard West going to try and change it when we come back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Lining up for the 37-yard field goal, Danny Sandoz to give West the lead. Good snap. It's down. The kick is away. Plenty of leg, and it is good. With 39 seconds to go in the first half of play, it is Millard West 13, Kearney 10. We'll kick it off after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Well, special teams have been a big part of the football game tonight, as we've had two field goals by Millard West, one by Kearney High. The kicking game has also been big. Kearney's had a couple of nice punt returns on line drive kicks, and neither team has really bombed the kickoffs. Let's see if Kearney High gets an opportunity to return this one. Nice high, deep kick, but it will be returnable. Taken at the 4-yard line by Kester, up the middle of the field to the 10, tries the right side, 15, and he's tripped up there at the 16-yard line. And that's where Kearney High will take the snap, and I'd be surprised if it's just not straight down to the knee. The tackle made by Zach Sullivan for Millard West. Just 34 seconds left. Kearney has one timeout. Maybe you run the money play that Gillen scored on earlier in this quarter, a 54-yard touchdown run. That's kind of the funny thing. The two touchdowns in the game have been one-play drives. Kearney High is not in victory formation. It's an I formation with Pocock under center, double tight end. And then he will step back and take the knee. They had Ortley out there looking for a certain look. And Kearney High will not have to snap the football again if they do not choose to do so. And I'm sure Kearney says, let's get to the locker room. Very pleased with where this score is at. You always want to lead, but when you're playing the number one team, you're a play away from the lead. As we head to the halftime locker room here at Buell Stadium in the opening round of the 2013 Class A State Football Playoffs, it's number one, Millard West, 13. Number 16, Kearney High, 10. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A look at the first half stats. Scores from around the state. We'll tell you who and where the games are for the second round of C&D coming up on Wednesday, plus a little volleyball info. There's plenty to talk about on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we come back on Classic Hits.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student-athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to Buell Stadium Hill here at Millard, where Millard North earlier today beat Lincoln East 21-13, and Millard West leads Kearney High at the half 13-10. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Let's go straight to the Valentino's scoreboard and take a look at the scores from around the state of Nebraska in classes A and B, and we'll even give you the six-man finals from earlier tonight. in Class A. The winner of this game will play either Papillion La Vista or Omaha Central, and Papillion La Vista is up 21-14. Now, just throw this bit in there. If Kearney High would happen to pull the upset tonight, they would want Papillion La Vista to win. That way the game would be at Foster Field. Otherwise, they'd be coming right back down here to play Omaha Central. Either way, they would take a win, huge win tonight, but they trail 13-10 at the half. Other fourth quarter scores, Omaha Creighton Prep 20, Papillion La Vista South 17, Omaha Westside 35, Lincoln Southwest nothing. Also in the fourth, Omaha Burke continues to lead their ball game by a score of 17-3 against Lincoln Southeast. Grand Island 28, Bellevue West 27, deep in the fourth quarter. It was 21-21 moments ago. And the winner of the Grand Island-Bellevue West game will play the winner of the Burke-Southeast game, which looks like it'll be Burke. And that game would be at Burke. If Grand Island wins, it'd be across town at Bellevue West if West wins. Millard North beat Lincoln East 21-13. They will play Omaha North. Omaha North blew out Bellevue East 49-0, and North will host that game next Friday. In Class B, Gretna was in a tussle but has pulled away late, and they lead Omaha Gross 35-14. Gretna will host Sydney in the next round. Sydney took out Blair today, 36-25. Ralston all over Elkhorn, 40-7 in the fourth quarter. They'll play York. York rallied for a 26-13 win over Scott's Bluff. McCook, 17-6 over Crete, and it looks like they may get a shot at Aurora. Aurora has posted back-to-back touchdowns in the second half. They lead Plattsmouth 28-14 in the fourth quarter. We've got our first overtime game of the playoffs. Beatrice and Elkhorn South, 24-24 in overtime. Whoever wins that game will play Omaha Scutt. Scutt was able to hold off Norris. They actually trailed in that game, and they beat Norris 28-14. And from the six-man ranks today, Cody Kilgore edged Arcadia 20-18. Silver Lake beat Elkhorn Valley 49-8. Hyannis over Arthur County 39-20, and the top seed Sioux County beat Minotaur 60-16. And those are the score updates brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas for delivery. You can carry it out or they'll deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And maybe we can get one rang up there for our buddy Dave, who's listening to the game tonight in Kearney. Get him set up with a Valentino's pizza. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda with you here at Buell Stadium as we continue on with a 13-10 lead for Millard West, leading Kearney High as they're able to knock down a field goal in the final minute here of the second quarter. Well, coming up on Wednesday, it'll be the second round of the Class C and D playoffs. And in case you've missed any of those and the kickoff times, let's take a look at them. In C1, Cozad, even though they're the number one seed, will have to travel to Pierce for a 3 o'clock kickoff. And then also at 3 o'clock, Adams Central will be at Norfolk Catholic, and you'll hear that on 1230 AM KHAS. 6 o'clock kickoffs, Broken Bow at Gothenburg, and Kearney Catholic will be at the number one team in the state, although they're the number two seed. Boone Central, Newman Grove, that game in Albion will kick off at 6 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear that game on ESPN 1460. And 1550 on Wednesday night. In the east half of the bracket, Falls City is at Lincoln Christian. Ashland Greenwood's at Wilbur Claytonia. Wahoo will take on Wahoo Newman. And that should be a heck of a ball game. Plus, Syracuse will host Columbus Lakeview. In C2, in the western portion of the bracket, they're staggered every 30 minutes. Donovan Trumbull will travel to Crofton. That's at 4. At 4:30, Blue Hill will be at North Platte St. Pat's. At 5, Hastings St. Cecilia will be at Hershey. Also have that game for you on either 1230 KHAS or ESPN 1550. And then at 5:30, Sutton will be at Battle Creek. So Donovan at Crofton at 4, Blue Hill at St. Pat's at 4:30, St. Cecilia at Hershey at 5, and Sutton at Battle Creek at 5:30. All the area teams there on the road. In the east bracket, Centennial will be at Omaha Brown L. Talbot, Malcolm at Takema Herman, Aquinas at Archbishop Bergen, and Hardington Cedar Catholic at Lutheran High Northeast. In D1, in the west bracket, a 2:30 Central Time kickoff will have Chambers Wheeler Central at Hemingford. And then the 6 o'clock games, Palmer at Overton, Twin Loop at North Central, and Burwell at Elm Creek. The east bracket in D1, they all will kick off at 6 o'clock. Howells Dodge will host Freeman. Guardian Angels will host Creighton. Exeter Milligan at High Plains and Clarks. And Randolph travels to Bruning to take on BDS. And finally, in D2 in the west bracket coming up on Wednesday night, it will be Hay Springs at Wallace at 2 in the afternoon. At 5, Anselmo Myrna's at Stewart, and Shelton is at Medicine Valley. And at 7, here on Classic Hits, Amherst will be at Loomis. In the east bracket, it'll be Fall City Sacred Heart at Lyons Decatur Northeast, Fullerton at Humphrey St. Francis. Giltner will be at Nebraska Lutheran. Also, a 7 o'clock kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Sterling will be at Wynot. And those are the second round matchups for Classes C and D coming up on Wednesday night. It is 13-10, Millard West leading Kearney. We're at the half, and we'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Zach, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here. It is 13-10. Millard West leads Kearney at the half. As we said, not only is there a lot of football going on, but volleyball postseason gets going next week. And for Kearney High, they will be the number 3 seed for Wednesday's district tournament at Lincoln North Star. Lincoln North Star will play Omaha Benson at 4:30, and then Kearney and North Platte will play at 5:45 with the winners to play in the district championship to follow. The A6 is at Millard North, and that's where Grand Island will be. They are 20-12 and will play Omaha North Wednesday at 5:45, and then Millard North, most likely the number 1 seed, would then be their opponent. Also, Class B will be playing on Tuesday. Northwest plays York. Seward will play Aurora in Grand Island. In Hastings, the Tigers play Lexington, and McCook plays Holdridge. And then sub-districts get underway on Monday in Classes C and D. We will be at the C110 at Kearney High School, where Gibbon and Broken Bow will play at 4:30, Kearney Catholic and Centura at 5:45, and then Minden will play the winner of Game 1 at 7. The sub-district final will be at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. And then the Class C district finals are Thursday. The Class D district finals are 1 week from tonight, and we're already kind of anticipating a Giltner-Bertrand matchup next Friday. They are number 1 and number 2 in Class D2. So that's a look at what we've got volleyball-wise coming up next week. So every night, Monday through Friday next week, we've got high school sports as we get you ready for the state tournaments and the postseason continuing here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half stats as Millard West leads Kearney 13-10 here on Classic Hits.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common?
They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
10-3 Millard West. They had a 73-yard touchdown run on the final play of the first quarter from Guido, and that's the difference. In motion is Dahlke. Trips to the right side. Hand it to Gillen. Stretch play that side, 50, and he's into the secondary. Look out, Gillen's going to go. 30, 20, and we're an extra point away from a tie ball game. A 54-yard touchdown run by Tyler Gillen makes it 10-9. And that would be the extra point added on to make it 10-10. A last-minute field goal made it 13-10 Millard West, and that's where we are here at the half. For Tyler Gillen, let's take a look at your first half stats here on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Kearney High getting 6 carries for 64 yards and the touchdown for Gillen. Matt Kester, 5 carries, 16 yards. Jacob White, 4 carries, 17 yards. So 15 rushing attempts, 97 yards for the Bearcats. Through the air, Jacob White, 1 of 1 for 10 yards. And Peyton Pocock is 1 of 4 for 37 yards. So 47 yards through the air, 97 yards on the ground, 144 yards of offense, and 4 first downs for Kearney High. I have them with 3 penalties for 19 yards here in the first half, 3 punts for an average of 36 yards per punt. Not only did Gillen score on the 54-yard touchdown run, so that would give him 66, and then we bump everything up a couple of extra yards, so 146. But the field goal that was added by Tragon Gowan from 23 yards out account for the other 3 points. We will take a look at the first half numbers here for Millard West right after this timeout.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
And the Millard West Pep Band continuing to entertain here at halftime at Buell Stadium. Doug Duda with you as we continue with our first half stats on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. For Millard West, Salvatore Guido, 5 carries, 114 yards and a touchdown, including the 73-yarder. Skyler Monahan, 1 carry, 2 yards. Victor Beanham, 6 carries, 29 yards. And the quarterback, Ross Drawl, 7 carries, 36 yards. But he lost 16 yards on the last 2 plays on back-to-back sacks by Kearney High. 19 rushing attempts, 181 yards for Millard West. Drawl has not been afraid to put the ball in the air either. He tried 8 pass attempts in the second quarter, so he's got 12 total here in the football game. One of those was picked off by Kearney High, and Kingsley coming away with the interception on that one on Millard West's first drive of the football game. So for Drawl, he is 5 of 12 through the air, has the 1 interception, and it looks like 43 yards through the air. Also, they had a halfback pass that Monahan completed for 13 yards, so 56 yards through the air and 181 on the ground. That's 237 yards by Millard West, but they've only managed 13 points. They do have 5 penalties in the football game for a total of 35 yards. And their scoring came on the 73-yard touchdown run by Guido on a final play of the first quarter, which was a one-play drive, and then a couple of Danny Sando's field goals, a 25-yarder to start the scoring with 4:17 to go in the first quarter, and then a 37-yarder with 39 seconds to go here in the half. And that is what has got us to our halftime score in this Class A opening round game. Number one, Millard West, leading by the slimmest of margins, 13-10 over Kearney High in this Nebraska School Activities Association state playoff event. One more run down the scores, and then we will send you into our final break. Here are the latest. Again, this will be the final game to wrap up tonight. Papillion La Vista has taken care of Omaha Central 21-14. So Papillion La Vista gets the winner of this game next Friday. If Kearney wins, the game would be at Foster Field. Creighton Prep trying to hold on. They lead Papillion La Vista South 23-17. Omaha Westside beat Lincoln Southwest 35-6. Burke continues to lead Lincoln Southeast 24-3. Grand Island has now tacked on another touchdown in a wild fourth quarter. The Islanders 35, Bellevue West 27. And Millard North beat Lincoln East earlier today here at Buell 21-13. They'll play Omaha North, a 49-0 winner over Bellevue East. Gretna pulled away late to beat Omaha Gross 49-21. They'll play Sydney, a 36-25 winner over Blair. Ralston leading Elkhorn 40-7 in the fourth. They'll play York, a 26-13 winner over Scotts Bluff. McCook beat Crete 17-6. Aurora trying to hold on. They lead Plattsmouth 28-21 in the fourth quarter. And Beatrice and Elkhorn South are in multiple overtimes, 31-31. The winner will get Omaha Scud, a 28-14 winner over Norris. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It's Millard West 13, Kearney 10, and the second half is next.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and in the Platte River Preps War Room, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda, bringing you all of tonight's high school football action from Buell Stadium in Omaha. Kearney High will get the ball to start the second half of play. And so far, the Bearcats have had opportunities to return kicks. Let's see if they'll get that opportunity again here as the ball is on the tee, and Danny Sando's getting ready to pop this one away. And the ball is in the air. It's a very high pooch kick. Fair catch called for at the 26. It's fumbled by Kearney, but it does look like they fall back on top of it. It did rain a little bit in the first half here, and it rained earlier, so there is moisture. It's cool, but Kearney does jump on top of it. And, boy, you do not want to see a turnover. We saw that in our Sutton-Southern Valley game last night. Had a two-point game going into the third quarter. Southern Valley fumbled it on the first play, and then it was all Sutton after that. So let's see if Kearney can just hang on to the football and move downfield. As they start the second half, four wide out of the shotgun, and they'll send Ortley in motion from right to left, giving him trips to that side. Shotgun snap, and they'll give it to Kester. Stretch play left side, and he's hit in the backfield and just gets back probably to the original line of scrimmage as he, on one leg, tries to drag Harrison Phillips with him a little bit. And again, big, big up on that line here, 240, 250, 265, 250 for Millard West. No gain on the play for Kester, and it'll be second down. Kearney High has not really mounted any real long drives. They've had a couple of nice drives, the long touchdown run and a 37-yard pass that set up the field goal. Back to pass, Pocock, slant, complete this time. He's able to hook up with Brockton Sterling. He missed him a couple of times in the first half, but this one's complete to the 40 and a gain of 12. Pocock's second completion of the ball game at a first down here for the Bearcats. Millard West playing a little bit soft there on Brockton Sterling as Kearney High had kind of lined up in a power formation. Now four wideouts again. Pretty basic. It's usually the same. Twins left, twins right, and out of the shotgun with Gillen in the backfield. White now in at quarterback. Quarterback draw, has a little room off the left side, 45, lowers his shoulder, jumps over the defensive back and gets to the 48-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 8 for Jacob White. And for Millard West, they're going to start getting used to that play because White's done it 3 or 4 times. They've caught him a couple of times in the backfield, but usually when he's in the shotgun, he's not going to throw the ball. Only one pass attempt from White so far. Kester is the back. As they go pistol formation this time on 2nd and 2 with White at their own 48-yard line. Give it to Kester. Starts up the middle. Now wants to bounce outside. Gets the first down into Millard West territory at the 48-yard line. He's stacked up and driven backwards. But it's a gain of 4 and enough for the first down for Kearney High. As soon as they marked the football, the White Hats saw the ball rolling around on the ground, thought he was going to have to bring the chains in, but they do mark it just inside the 49-yard line, and Kearney High is into Millard West territory. You're listening to state football coverage brought to you by Channel Seed and Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. Opening possession of the second half. We're 2 minutes in, 13-10 Millard West, and Kearney has the ball just inside the Wildcat 49. 3 wideouts this time, and they will send Dahlke in motion left to right, run option to the way he was coming, and White does a good job of hanging on to the ball for minimal yardage as Millard West had that covered beautifully. Gillen would have just got crushed had he been pitched the football. Great decision there by White, even though it's only a gain of about 3, call it 2nd and a long 7 here for White. Don't forget at the end of the ball game tonight, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats and run down the scores for you one final time before we sign off tonight. But a lot of football to go. 9:20 in the third quarter. Millard West 13 and Kearney 10. 2nd down and a long 7 here for the Bearcats. Trying to get their linemen lined up in the right spot. They're strong to the right side this time again. Dahlke goes in motion that way. Stretch play handoff. Gillen cuts it up the middle. Gets inside the 45 and good burst of speed to pick up 5 to the 42-yard line. And it's going to be 3rd and short here for the Bearcats. Can't make mistakes, can't have penalties, have to keep grinding it out. This is the type of ball game that they need tonight. 3rd down and about 2 to go. Ball outside the 41. They need to get to at least the 39. 4 wideouts again. Looks like Pocock is in there as the quarterback this time. And a timeout will be called by Kearney High. You hate to burn them this early in the half, but every snap counts tonight for Kearney, and so the Bearcats will use the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 8:36 to go, 3rd quarter. Millard West 13, Kearney 10 on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Tri-City Storm Hockey going on tonight on our sister station, the Breeze 94.5 FM, where you can hear the Huskers tomorrow. Pre-game at 9:30, kickoff with Northwestern at 2:35. Here it's 3rd and 2, Kearney at the 41 of Millard West. Out of the timeout, they'll send Ortley in motion, giving him twins each side. Out of the shotgun, White, the quarterback. Quarterback draw, and he's got the first down. They'll drag him down at the 38-yard line. Good hole opens up over the left side for the Bearcats, and a gain of 3, I think, is what we'll write down that time for White, and that's plenty. Give credit there to Brian Arp, the left guard, your left tackle, Logan Fong, helping open up the hole there, center Trevor Hibbard. As Kearney is going to be outsized, as we've talked about all night long, by that offensive and defensive line of Millard West, but they just got to find enough to get a crease like that, get 3 or 4 yards. 1st and 10, Bearcats at the West 38. Shotgun with 4 wide again. Kester in the backfield. They send him out, trying to get to him. He's wide open down the middle of the field, and Pocock hits him for a Bearcat touchdown. A 38-yard touchdown, and the number 1 team, Millard West, currently trails 16-13. Pocock right on the money with the 36-yard touchdown, and nobody picked up Kester out of the backfield. And here comes Tragon going in to attempt the extra point. 38-yard touchdown. And a chance to make it a four-point lead. Pocock the holder. Good snap. The hold's down. And the kick is blocked. They about got to it the first time. And this time they did. And it looks like Mike Brummer, number three, was the man that got in there and blocked the kick. That's very, very important. Now a field goal ties it. But a lot of game left. 8:03 to go. Third quarter. Kearney has their first lead. 16-13 here on Classic Hits.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Kearney High ready to boot it away here after the touchdown. High, short kick, taken at the 14. Looking to set up blockers, 15-20. Room to the outside, look out, 30-35, 40-50. Kicker to get him, and they will bring him down in Kearney territory on the return. Nick Lawson all the way down to the Bearcat 31-yard line. And a huge return that time, the tackle made by Devin Dare. He was the last man that had a chance to bring him down, and the 160-pound junior wrapped him up and threw him out of bounds. So just after Kearney High grabbed the lead here in the 16-1 matchup, and the momentum swings back over to Millard West. But Coach Kirk Peterson telling us in the pregame that he definitely knew Kearney had some good, good football players. You get a lot of coach speak, but it seemed that when I was talking to the coach during the interview and then before and after, he really knew that this was not going to be a 49-0 walkover tonight. And so far, definitely not. First down and 10. Ball spot at the Bearcat 31-yard line. Draw on the first play here. We'll hand it off to his eye back, Guido. Guido around the right side, 25. First down, 20. Pushed out of bounds at the 19-yard line. A gain of 12. And a first down here for Millard West. And that will get the Millard West fans going once again on a chilly night. Temperature in the low 40s, supposed to get down to the low 30s by the end of the night. And you're listening to the Safe Football Playoffs here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It has been a battle. And for the first time in a while, Millard West is in the Case IH red zone. See your Case IH either Fairbanks International in Kearney or Hastings. And it looks like we've got whistles. And a timeout. Kearney High has had to burn their second timeout. This is a defensive timeout for Kearney. And we'll tell you once again that Millard West is in the Case IH red zone. When you need parts, service, or just some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International, your Case IH dealer, part of the Titan Dealer Group, giving you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale good inventories in the world, providing you better solutions with locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Fairbanks International in Hastings or Kearney today, your Case IH dealer and local supporter of high school athletes. Well, Kearney comes right back on the field here. I heard whistles. I wonder if Kearney just wanted a 30-second timeout. There was only 10 players on the field. But the official now signaling like it was his timeout, although they pulled it down, and they have put it back on the scoreboard here, that it is not charged to Kearney. So first and 10 at the 19. Here is a late handoff to the fullback in Victor Beanham. And Beanham will crash inside the 15 and work for yards down to the 13-yard line. Another good gain on first down here. 6 yards. Arp on the tackle. So again, the Timeout was not taken off the board here for Kearney, so they will have two remaining, and that could be big if it stays close into the fourth quarter. 16-13 Kearney, but Millard West, after a big kick return at the 31-yard line, is on the move. Second and fourth to 13. Out of the I formation, they give it to Guido again. Stretch play, left side, has room. 10-5, hit it high long. Touchdown, Millard West. It didn't take Millard West long to answer, and they're back on top. 19-16, and special teams becoming big. The extra point for Kearney blocked, and now Millard West can go up four if they knock through the extra point. 13-yard touchdown run, the second of the night for Salvador Guido. And coming out to try the extra point will be Danny Sandoz. He's hit a pair of field goals and made the other extra point tonight. He gets squared up, the soccer-style kicker. Takes his two steps. The kick is away. Plenty of leg, and it is good. 7:01 to go. Third quarter of play. Millard West 20, Kearney 16. You're listening to the Class A State Football Playoffs, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Grand Island.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And again, Millard West with the high short kick towards the sidelines. Kearney takes it at the 24 and brings it out across the 30. Mark him right down there. First down and 10 for Kearney High. The up back. I think that might have been Keller that time that had the football. They'll mark it officially at the 32. 20-16 as Millard West regains the lead. The teams exchange touchdowns. Kearney High took nearly 4 minutes on the opening drive. A 38-yard touchdown pass from Pocock to Kester, and then a big kick return and a 31-yard drive with Guido's 13-yard run for West. Pocock out of the shotgun, gives it to Gillen. He gets over the right side, across the 35, and out to the 38-yard line. Both teams are finding where the gaps are. They figured out where the running room is, and Kearney High is even getting a better upfield motion right now than they did in the first half. That ball comes out to the 38-yard line, a gain of 6. Kearney had very few runs of that distance in the first half. Killen now with 77 yards on the night. Second down and 4. Out of that 4-2, they'll move Gillen in motion. Had him lined up as a wide receiver. Tries the end around, and Millard West is all over it. They drop him in the backfield for a loss at the 34-yard line. A loss of 4. First time Kearney had run that play tonight. Probably the last time. And so Gillen gives back some of the yards he just had. Great job there by the defensive backs of Millard West. They were all upfield on that play. Unless that's setting something up later on, and it would have to be a very quick pass if Gillen was going to throw it, because Millard West really came a humming with their secondary. Back to pass Pocock. He's in trouble, rolls right, throws it out here into double coverage and overthrows Ortley. And the Millard West fans wanted a hold call, thinking that the linebacker was held trying to get in there to Pocock. But Pocock had nowhere to throw it and dumps it incomplete. And so after the Millard West touchdown, it's a 3-and-out here for Kearney High, and they'll have to punt it away for the fourth time tonight, averaging 36 yards on their first 3 punts. It is Kearney High to try and get a good punt here from Jacob White. It's not Jacob White. It is Connor Brown. Connor Brown, and the ball is partially blocked and covered at the 40-yard line of Kearney High. Two special teams breakdowns here in the second half. are going to cost Kearney. And the punt is going to cover what, 6 yards, 7 yards? They're going to mark it at the 41. That's a 7-yard punt. And Millard West just that quickly has a chance to turn things around and take complete control of this football game. Bearcats have to come up with a defensive stop here or get that turnover. First and 10, Millard West at the Kearney 41, leading it 20-16 with 5:30 to go in the third quarter of play. I formations, twins to the wide side of the field. Drawl sets him down. Turns, hands it to his eye back, Guido. Same play they just scored on. Stretches the corner, 40-35. Tackle from behind by Kester. Right at the first down marker, the 32. Looks like he'll be just short. A gain of 9 for Guido. And all they're trying to do now is get him outside. Again, it seemed like the game plan would be to run it between the tackles because they had the advantage there on the line. But with Kearney High knowing that, Millard West has countered and has started to get that ball outside where they've got better matchups in numbers. And split out wide to the right will be Nick Lawson. And going shotgun with backs flanking him is Drawl. Ross takes the snap, hands it to Guido. Ball's fumbled and Kearney's got it. They try to trick reverse and Kearney High has picked the ball up. And it looks like covering the football was Jake Cooley. It was Brockton Sterling. Sterling and Cooley were both back there, but Sterling covers the football. And Kearney gets the break they need. Millard West kind of going to that bag of tricks more than maybe they need to. And they turn it over for the second time of the football game, and Kearney has it at the 39-yard line. 4:39 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney trails 20-16, trying to shock Class A. As they take on number one West, Dahlke keeps going in motion. He has not touched the ball, but he's been blocking well. Kester gets it across the 40, and oh my, he is picked up off the ground and slammed. Where might be a flag if that happens next time? And that's what happens when you run into the big fella, Phillips. That was a tackle takedown. And Kester just slammed to his back after picking up 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7. And the ball will be at the 42. Kester popped right up. He stays in there in the backfield. Twins left. Ortley to the short side. He's the only wide out here. And the quarterback is White. No, Pocock. Pocock pump fake, wants to go deep. A man covered and trying to get it to Sterling, incomplete, but he was well covered down at the 25-yard line. Pocock with a good pump fake, but it did not make the Millard West defensive back bite. And Pocock incomplete. Two incompletions after that 38-yard touchdown pass to Kester. And now third down and 7, Kearney High. Need to find a way to move the chains. Don't want to go 3 and out back-to-back here. And coming back into the football game for Kearney High will be David Erickson. And hustling over here is Pocock. He ran all the way to the sideline to get the play. As they come over the ball with 3:51 to go here in quarter number 3. 5 seconds, 4 seconds in motion. Dahlke and back to pass. Ball is tipped away. There's going to be a motion flag on Kearney anyway, trying to go deep slant there to Sterling. The ball knocked away, but the running back took off early. 2 men in motion, illegal shift. It'll be declined, and Kearney High is going to have to pump the ball away. 3 straight incompletions now for Pocock, and Kearney will have to punt it. So they can gain some field position here with a good punt after recovering the fumble. Not able to capture a first down, just move it 3 yards. And Kearney, who has been working with different kickers throughout the year, needs to get one away. Again, Millard West got in there and got a hand on the last punt. It only went 7 yards. Monahan back at his 25-yard line to return the kick. Connor Brown to punt it away stands at his 29. 4th and 7, Bearcats. A lot of motion here by the Bearcats, trying to draw them off sides. Here's the snap, and they're going to get Kearney for not getting set. The punt is away, and it's not a good one. And it goes at the 30-yard line. And Millard West, I would say make them kick it again. Kearney has not been doing a very good job in that department all year long. An illegal shift on the Bearcats. Yeah, both their wideouts. First they ran to their tight ends, and they ran away. Then they ran back, and they were not set for the second required before the snap. And Coach Peterson trying to determine where he'll get the ball, if he takes the penalty or if he doesn't. Ball spotted at the 30s. That'd be a 28-yard punt. And I think he's decided that's good enough. So the illegal shift will be declined, and it'll go down in the books as a 28-yard punt. And you take a look at Kearney's special teams throughout the year and punting that football. Jacob White did it early in the year, averaged about 36 yards. Brown's been averaging about 35 yards in his 10 punts coming into tonight. So first down and 10, Millard West gets the ball back, leading it 20-16 with 3:41 to go in the third quarter. Trips to the right side and out of the shotgun draw, wants to roll that way. It's a keeper the whole time. He's brought down from behind at the 31-yard line. In on the tackle for Kearney High, Brian Arp swallows him up after a gain of one. It'll be second down and 9 for Millard West. And the winner of this football game will play on Friday night. And they already know that Papillion La Vista will be their opponent. Papillion La Vista beat Omaha Central tonight 21-14, and it's finally gone final in Grand Island, a 35-27 winner over Bellevue West. And they will be at Omaha Burke on Friday. Second and 9. Here's the handoff to the deep back. And right up the middle is Guido over the 35 to the 36. A gain of 5. Over 150 yards rushing tonight for Guido on just 10 carries. 2:40 and counting. Third quarter. Third and 4 Millard West. The state football playoffs brought to you in part by Channel Seed and Hildreth. As we see with 2:30 to go here in the third quarter, Millard West with the lead and the football. Kearney High took the lead briefly, 16-13, but West scored on the very next possession. Third and 4, draw, back to pass, rolling out, rolling to his left, to the weak side. Now he's trying to run for it. He'll be brought down at the 35-yard line, short of the first down. Eli Keller tracked him down. Also good pursuit over there by Brian Arp, and the quarterback in draw is not getting up. Might be a shoulder, and they are attending to him on the sideline. He sets up, and he will now be okay, but he got a little stinger there, a little dinged up, and he is not happy, obviously. Not happy that he didn't get the first down. Going to be a loss of 1 on the play. And Millard West will have to punt it away for just the second time tonight. They've had punts of 31 and 39 yards. Both of them have been kind of line drives that Ortley has had to charge after. So Jameson probably not going to get quite as deep on this one. Plus, the punt would be into what wind we have here for Danny Sandoz. Fourth and 5 for Millard West at their own 35-yard line. Kearney High looks like they might be sending a few this time. And here they come. Well blocked, Sandoz. Pooch punt, going to be caught at the 35, and Ortley decides he wants to run it back. Hit by 1, hit by 2, and then brought down at the 38-yard line. So the punt goes from the 35 to the 35. That's a 30-yard punt, and a return there of a couple of yards will give Kearney High the ball at the 37. 2:04 to go, third quarter here on Classic Hits. It is number 1 Millard West leading Kearney 20-16. We've had a couple of touchdowns here in the third quarter. And then we had a turnover by Millard West when it looked like they could go in for a 2-score lead as Brockton Sterling recovered the fumble. And then both teams go 3 and out on punts. First and 10 here for the Bearcats. Out of the shotgun, they will give it to Gillen, and there's nowhere to go. From right to left, he was looking for a hole to cut up, and all he did was run right into the waiting arms of two green and black jerseys of Millard West. And Gillen will lose a yard on the play. Second down and 11. And what seems like it's been a long third quarter here with the two scores and Kearney High wanting that clock to run. Get that clock into the fourth quarter. Give them a chance. Of course, they want the lead more than that right now. Second and 11. And they have got trips to the right side. Gillen in that Backfield to block, back to pass Pocock, throws over the middle, and it's picked off. Overshot, everybody. It's picked off at the 40-yard line by Millard West. And making the pick is going to be Joe Novotny. And Novotny will recover or get the interception, the first turnover tonight for Kearney. Pocock overthrew the deep man, Tyler Dahlke, and the ball will be at the 40-yard line of Millard West. And just what it looked like, Kearney may have been able to weather the storm there of that big kickoff return by Millard West by exchanging punts. Now they turn it over for the first time. So with 1:21 to go here in quarter number three, Millard West takes over again. Ball spotted at their own 40. Out of the I formation, draws back in there. Gives it to the deep man, Guido. Squirts through the hole, brought down by the linebacker at the 44-yard line. A gain of four. Kearney High, as Keller got the tackle. Kearney High had the home game last year. Got upset by North in the first round, 20-18. With some breakdowns and special teams. And could be the key again here tonight, as they trail 20-16 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Second down and six. Millard West taking a little more time in the huddle here. Monahan comes out wide to the left as they've got three wide. 5 second count on here, getting close to running out of time. Again, there's that deep draw to Guido. Sprint out, draw to the right side. He's got a hole to the 40, to the 30. He's got the sideline to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown, Millard West. The sprint draw good for 56 yards and another big, big play for Millard West. And with that, Guido well over 200 yards tonight. So the Kearney High turnover quickly turns into points with 31 seconds remaining here. And Guido has his third touchdown of the ball game for Millard West. And for the first time tonight, West leads by more than a score. And Sandoz in now to try the extra point. Snap good. Sandoz with the kick. It's on the way, and it is good. 31 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Millard West has scored in the final minute of each quarter, and they now lead Kearney 27-16 on Classic Hits.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street.
And Kearney lets the kickoff bounce around. Gillen finally corrals it at the 11 and brings it up to the 20-yard line, but Sandoz does a good job of placing that ball. He can't get it into the end zone off the tee either, but Kearney has really been hamstrung by the placement of those kicks tonight. And he's been kicking them to his right most of the night. That time he kicked it to the left, and Kearney didn't have the numbers over there, but they do cover it. And now their backs up against the wall for the first time tonight, first time they've trailed by more than 7 points. It's 27-16. And Kearney starts at their own 20. Final minute here of the third quarter. Out of the shotgun, White turns, hands it to Kester. Can't go up the hole, so he's got to get to the outside, and he's going to get a yard to the 21-yard line. And that will probably be the final play of the third quarter, as Kearney took the lead at 16-13, but Millard West scored twice and even in between had a fumble. And after they fell behind, they have looked like the number one team in the state. We go to the fourth quarter. It's Millard West 27, Kearney 16 on Classic Hits.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda back at Buell Stadium in Omaha. I want to thank the athletic director here, Chris Luke, for his hospitality, which is second to none. A great place to do a football game. But Kearney High trails 27-16. They've got it second and eight at their own 22-yard line on the first snap of the fourth quarter. Pocock back to pass. Quick pass tipped at the line of scrimmage and falls short. Trying to get it to Brockton Sterling. Kearney has had to keep in an extra man to block for Pocock. They haven't been able to really flood the route. And the pass falls incomplete. That's four straight incompletions. And throw in that interception in between for Pocock after that 38-yard touchdown. And Millard West has made some good adjustments here. Kearney needs to find a way to move those chains. They don't have many opportunities left now. Here in the fourth quarter we go. Shotgun. Here comes the linebacker blitz. It's picked up, trying to set up a screen, and it is floated out there and caught, but not much doing to the 22-yard line. Hitting Kester. Looked like that ball kind of like slipped out of Pocock's hands. It just was a dead duck up there, and Kester had to wait for it. And there was really no gain on the play. Officially, no gain. It'll be fourth down and eight. And Kearney High is going to have to punt it away and hope that their defense can make a stop. But now for Monahan, he doesn't even stand in his own territory. He's at the 49 now, he backs up. So most likely Millard West is going to have great field position again. Brown boots it away. It'll be taken at the 47. Makes one man miss, 50. Up the middle of the field, 45. Returns it to the 42-yard line. And again, it's about a 31-yard punt is all that time for Kearney High. And a return of about 10 yards. And it'll be first down and 10 here for Millard West. But there is a flag, and it's going to be an illegal block in the back against Millard West. So Kearney High is going to catch a break. That's our first accepted penalty of the second half. And it will back Millard West up 10 yards. It'll still be first and 10, but the ball will be at their own 40-yard line. Again, Grand Island a winner tonight. Let's give you some updates on Class B, brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Scutt beat Norris 28-14. Elkhorn South beat Beatrice in double overtime 38-37. Aurora holds off Plattsmouth 34-28. McCook beat Crete 17-6. York over Scotts Bluff 26-13. Ralston, Sydney, Gretna, your other Class B winners. First and 10, their own 41. Draw back to pass. Looking to go deep. High, deep fly pattern for Monahan. He goes over the top and a jump ball. He caught it. No, it's picked. They give Kearney the ball. Kearney picks it at the 20. The third turnover. Monahan comes out of there with the football, but they're going to say it is Cody Masters with the INT, and the Bellevue West sidelines going crazy. And Coach Peterson better be careful. He's trying to get Monahan over to the sidelines, get his players back so they don't get a 15-yard penalty. And an INT, the second of the ball game, the third turnover. And the ball will be at Kearney's 20-yard line on the pick. And again, that's just a jump ball up there. Both guys look like they came down with possession. Kearney will get a break. Out of the I formation, can the Bearcats make something happen? Pitch play, Kester. Halfback pass down to Ortley. He caught it at the 45-50, and he'll be thrown out of bounds at the Millard West 49-yard line. A 31-yard halfback pass from Matt Kester. And a first down, much needed by the Bearcats. And Ortley did a great job of holding on, and give Millard West credit. There was no safety left, but the corner over on that side was able to hang in there. I think it was Novotny again, and he made the tackle to throw him out of bounds, Novotny or Brummer. And it's first and 10 at the Millard West 49-yard line here for Kearney High. Pocock, the quarterback, he's your thrower. A couple of pump fakes, needs to throw it away, and he does. And the Kearney receiver goes in the air and gets drilled out of bounds, even though the ball was not close. They tried to throw it in the area of David Erickson. Pocock makes the right decision. 10:39 to go. Kearney scores here in the next 3 minutes. There's still a ball game. 27-16, Millard West. West with back-to-back touchdowns after they fell behind 16-13. With the 16th seed Bearcats hanging in there against the number one team in the state, Millard West. Bunch to the right side with trips for Kearney High. Now they send Dahlke in motion, giving him twins each side. Kester the blocking back. Pocock, time in a pocket, throws deep over, throws everybody way over the head that time of David Erickson. But we have a roughing the passer penalty. Didn't see the flag, and a roughing the passer penalty is going to help Kearney High, a 15-yard penalty. And another Kearney High first down, and that will be the seventh penalty of the ball game here on Millard West for 60 yards. And those last two pretty big. 10:34 to go. Kearney, when you're going to pull an upset, you got to have some help. Kearney is getting some help. And Pocock rolls over to the sideline to get the play. Again, Kearney is plus two in the turnovers. They've turned it over once, Millard West three times. Also, more penalties on Millard West. Pistol formation for Pocock, first and 10 at the 34. He'll give it to Kester, trying to go up the middle, starts right. That's blocked, goes left, picks up a couple to the 32. Again, one of those that they're just trying to keep Millard West a little honest in there. As they march this football down the field, it all started at the 20 on a Cody Masters controversial interception play as he and Monahan went up and both came down with the football, but the back judge immediately called it for Kearney. And they have now taken it down to the 32 of Millard West with exactly 10 minutes and counting to go. Second and 8 Bearcats. Again, out of that shotgun with 3 wide this time. Pocock, short drop. Throws it deep into double coverage for Ortley, and it is going to be incomplete. Ortley had to be the defensive back that time on a pass that should not have been thrown into double coverage. And the ball knocked out of the hands of the Millard West defensive back down at the 5-yard line. And that'll bring up third down and 8. And back there on the coverage was Connor Wick for Millard West. But again, Pocock's got to find a way to get a completed pass here, and it's not all his fault, but it has been very dry outside of that halfback pass. Third and 8, Bearcats in 2-down territory. Pocock with the empty backfield, throws to his running back, who got tripped up, the ball's picked. There should have been a flag for holding. So Millard West gets the break on the interception, brings it up to the 25 and to the 30-yard line, Sam Brunswick. But when you can see the jersey pulled down over the shoulder pad, there should have been a flag for defensive holding, and there wasn't one, so the breaks even out that time, and Millard West will have it first and 10 at their 29-yard line. And Kearney High, in their last 10 pass attempts from the quarterback position, are 1 for 10 for 0 yards and 2 picks. So Millard West getting the job done here at the 29-yard line. And it's turned into a defensive football game with 9:34 to go. And Millard West now trying to grind the clock out. And the quarterback draw looking to the sideline like there's some confusion, and so Millard West is going to burn a timeout. And that'll be their first timeout of the half, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 9:34 to go, still time, but Millard West in control, 27-16 over Kearney. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard-to-find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals. Stop in today. That's Crossroads Ford.
We come back to action here. The handoff will go to Guido for Millard West, who is over 210 yards on the night. He's going to pick up five. Millard West wanted a face mask call, didn't get it, as he fought really hard, got popped a couple of times. Of course, Kearney now trying to strip the football, so he stayed up a little longer than normal. Twins to the left, but Millard West, I imagine this is the time to keep it on the ground. They do to Guido. Starts up the left seam, gets a couple of yards. It'll be third down and about a yard and a half to go as they'll mark the ball at the 33-yard line. So we'll say it's third and one. Don't forget, when it's all done, the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits. Final stats, and could be the end of the Kearney High season. They were valiant here all night long, but they're down 11, 27-16. Took the lead with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, but no points since then. Option play, draw's going to keep it himself, has the first down at the 40 and has stood up as he tries to get up the football field. And it looks like Dahlke is the man that comes up and makes the stick. And that's a four-yard gain for Ross Drawl, who's just kind of done what he's had to do tonight. Hasn't done a lot as far as throwing the ball, hasn't done a lot as far as running the football, but he has managed his football team out there. And the senior quarterback who's headed to Harvard wants to get them into the second round against Papillion-La Vista, who was a winner earlier tonight. 8 minutes and counting. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. 27-16, Millard West. I formation with Beanham, the fullback. And then they're going to do a little misdirection and give it on the draw to the I-back Guido, who's across the 50 and into Bearcat territory at the 44-yard line. 14 more on the play for Guido. And the first downs are racked up here. They sent their wing back in motion that time, and Kearney paid a little bit of attention to him, and that allowed Guido to slip by for 14 yards. And in this second half, Millard West found themselves down. It was 13-10 at the half. Millard West, Kearney took the opening drive and stuck it in on a 38-yard touchdown pass from Pocock to Kester, but that's the last pass that has been completed by Pocock. And it is first down and 10. And they'll go on a fullback dive this time again. Kearney trying to strip the ball. Gillen brings him down at the 37-yard line, but Beanham with another nice gain on first down. That has been big tonight for Millard West. They have got great stats on first down. Virtually every play has been five or more, and that's a gain of seven for the fullback, Beanham. Senior, Drewell senior, Guido senior, Monahan senior. A senior-laden football team here for the green and black of Millard West. And trying to put this one away with this drive. 6:50 to go. Drawl gives it to him again. The fullback will be brought down at the 35. A gain of a couple, but short of the first down. It'll be third down and one, and Kearney's got to find a way to make the stop here as we're down to 6:30 and counting. State football playoffs brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park, and Webb Road in Grand Island, and online at dinsdaleauto.com. Again, Grand Island a winner earlier tonight. A wild fourth quarter to beat Bellevue 35-27. Third and one, I formation. Give it to the deep back, Guido. Hole up the left side for the first down to the 30-yard line and a gain of five. And he has been the story of the night. Big touchdown runs, three of them so far tonight. 73, 56, and 13 yards for him in his touchdown runs tonight. And the first down continue to pile up. Third one on this drive alone here for the Wildcats. Checking into the ball game, Bryce Darner. He relays the message to his quarterback, Ross Drowell. And Drowell will bring him up, send Monahan to the left. And staying on the right side is Darner. Lone setback is Guido. Sprint option to the left side, and tripping is Drowell. I think he looked for Guido and didn't see him and just fell down. Loss of one on the play. But he did the right thing. Don't just chuck it out there and have a turnover at this stage of the ball game. All the Wildcats have to do is hang on to the football, and they're going to advance on to the second round of the playoffs. But Kearney High had their moments tonight. But 16-13, they missed the extra point. Then the pooch kick, as they've done all year, a big return to the 31-yard line by Millard West. And Millard West ran a guy off the field late here. Fullback, draw, 25, 20, breaking a tackle all the way down to the 15 is Victor Beanham again. And another first down, 15-yard gain there for Beanham. And here comes Millard West. They have wore down Kearney. We've told you about how big their line is, and it is finally wore down the Bearcats, who have been on defense most of this fourth quarter. And, of course, again, they're trying to strip the ball. And if you can't grab him and bring him down right away, there's a lot of yards after contact here in the fourth quarter for Millard West. 4:35 and counting. First and 10, Wildcats at the 15-yard line, leading at 27-16. And they will put Guido into the slot left side now, out of the shotgun. Drawl is going to keep it himself, pitch it out there to Guido, who was standing out in the flat. He'll get a few yards to about the 11. Gain of four, as he is right about 250 yards now in this football game. Huge, huge night for the senior. And Guido banged up a little bit this year, but having his biggest night. In fact, he's got more yards in this game than he's had on the season. 253 and seven touchdowns coming in, according to Coach Peterson. Second down and six at the 11. And here comes a penalty flag. Draw back to pass, and they will blow the play dead, although most of the guys didn't hear the whistle. It'll be illegal procedure called on Millard West. The shift is a five-yarder, and we've had some displeasure, as always, with the officials. But a five-yard penalty here on West will be their eighth of the ball game. Second down and 11. And as we're discussing kind of here in the press box, illegal shift, you usually let the play go. But since the referee threw the flag, he went ahead and blew it. And Millard West was going to throw the football. And Kearney, they'll take that, a chance to make another interception, because Trawl's had two of them tonight. But instead, reset the chain. Second and 11 for Millard West at the 16-yard line of Kearney High, leading at 27-16 with 4 minutes to go in the game. Wing T formation. Monahan is the wing to the right side. They give it to him on the handoff. Tries to get to the corner, and a nice job there of the tackle behind the line of scrimmage, fighting off his block for the Bearcats. And Monahan slow to get up. The tackle was made there by Jake Cooley. Great job of fighting things off. And that turf's got to be pretty darn cold. And I think probably his ankle went the wrong way on that one. It just looked like he buckled as he tried to turn the corner. And a loss of a yard on the play there will bring up third down and 12. And we've got an injury timeout, but he pops up. He's going to be okay. All the other games in the state tonight are done. Gretna will play Sydney. Ralston will play at York. McCook will host Aurora. And also in a Class B, you will have Elkhorn South playing at Omaha Scutt. South, the only upset. They beat Beatrice in double overtime, 38-37. And tonight in A, the winner of this game plays Papillion La Vista. Creighton Prep will be at Omaha Westside. Grand Island will be at Burke. And Millard North will be at Omaha North. Surprisingly, we will see that the top eight seeds all win tonight in Class A. And even with all that balance, that's pretty surprising. 3:30 to go. Third and 12 here for Millard West. Draw. There's that sprint draw again. Guido makes one man miss, but Carney does wrap him up at the 15-yard line. Give him just inside the 15 for a gain of three. I've got him for 246 yards tonight. And a chance, I would think, for Millard West to attempt the field goal here to go up by 14. And Coach Peterson, I think, is going to run the clock down and call a timeout. Even if you go for it and don't get it, Kearney still has to march 80-plus yards. So the decision to be made here. But the timeout by Millard West, brought to you by the fine folks at Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll be right back.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Coming up, the Visco Sports postgame show. You're listening to the state football playoffs. Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. See Crossroads Ford and Kearney for your next new or pre-owned vehicle online at crossroads-ford.com or stop into the showroom, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. A field goal attempt is coming up for Millard West. This will be a 31-yard attempt for Danny Sandoz. He's 2 of 2 tonight. He's on the left hash. The snap is good. The kick blocked. Kearney blocks the kick. It gets into the end zone and blocking the field goal, Trevor Hibbert. And so Kearney High still fighting as you knew they would with 2:35 to go in this ball game. Bearcats down 27-16, so obviously they're going to need the mini miracle right now, but see if they can get a bomb and then worry about the onside kick. They've got 2 minutes. You need to probably have about 35 seconds left. For the onside kick. And Kearney High will get it at their 20 after the missed field goal. Four wide, and Pocock will be the quarterback. See how much pressure Millard West brings. They've got four down linemen, and that's who rushes. Pocock, quick out pattern here. It's caught for a 5-yard gain and knocked down over there on the far sideline. Looks like Erickson was the man that caught the football over there. He got shoved in the pile so quickly, didn't see who it was, but Pocock finally able to complete a pass. Again, he was one of his last 10 0 yards, two picks, and I'm not trying to pick on Peyton because he's a good quarterback, and he's about ready to show you that here on the slant pattern. It is caught and hit hard. Brockton Sterling across the 35-yard line. Just had some bad luck here in the second half until that completion from the 25 out to the 36. There's a gain of 11. Trying to play a little dime defense, prevent defense here is Millard West. 2:23 to go. Gillen in the backfield as a blocker. Pocock calling for the cadence. Now gets the snap, rolls right, throws underneath, and it is going to be incomplete. They're going to say that it's caught, but setting out of bounds was David Erickson, just trying to set down there right on the sideline, and the pass falls incomplete. 27-16, Millard West. 2:12 to go in our football game. Kearney was up 16-13 after a 38-yard touchdown pass from Pocock to Kester on the opening drive of the third quarter, but have not been able to move the ball since. Trips to the left side, single to the right. Pocock looks left, throws underneath, complete to Ortley, and he's short of the... Well, they're going to blow it dead. They may give him a break here. Brought down at the 45, but they're going to blow the play dead and give Kearney a heck of a spot here. And you can listen to the crowd. There is no doubt that that is not the right spot. But here we go. First and 10 Bearcats at the 46-yard line. Pocock rolls right, throws underneath, and that pass is incomplete as it skips at the 45-yard line for Sterling. I will tell you one thing to the fans that are listening back at home and on the internet at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney didn't get homered tonight. Millard West has had a couple calls go against them. Kearney had a call go against them as well. But, I mean, the Millard West folks, and they're in a tight one. They don't expect as a number one team. I don't care who you are. If you're a number one team, you should be handling a 16 team, and that wasn't the case tonight. So it took a while and probably some frustration there as well. Second and 10, Bearcats at their own 46, but just 2 minutes to go. Pocock back to pass. Folks around his feet now scrambles, throws out here, open, go, and it's dropped at the 36-yard line. Bearcats looking to run it before they hauled it in. Erickson had ran around and found himself open, but an incomplete pass brings up third down and 10 for Kearney High. So back-to-back incompletions, 1:49 to go. Bearcats trailing 27-16. Again, our game was scheduled for a 7:30 kickoff, got going at 8 because the first game was delayed an hour because of a storm that rolled through earlier today. Three wideouts, Gillen in the backfield to block, and he'll stay there as Pocock rolls right, throws underneath to Ortley, and he overshoots him incomplete. It's fourth down, and what could be the final play of the season for Kearney High, they must convert with 1:43 to go. Fourth and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Bearcats have two timeouts remaining. They're hoping to get that ball down the field and then utilize them. But now, in this situation, they will go ahead and use the timeout. One remaining. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
It's been a scoreless fourth quarter here at Buell Stadium in Omaha. 1:43 remaining, Millard West 27, and Kearney 16 facing a fourth and 10 at their own 46. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. We'll be back into the second round of C&D on Wednesday, and then high school volleyball the other four nights next week. It begins with the C-110 at Kearney High on Monday. So here we go, Bearcats with four wide and Peyton Pocock on fourth and 10. Here comes a blitz for Millard West. They time it right. Pocock's hit as he throws, and the ball is tipped in the air and picked off by Millard West to end this football game. Well, they're going to call that pick into the hands of number 31, Sam Brunswick, his second pick of the night. And that will sew it up for Millard West. And for Pocock, that will be his third pick. Draw had a couple tonight, but that's all that really happened here in the fourth quarter. We had three turnovers and a blocked field goal here in the fourth quarter of play, and now Draw can just come out and run the clock. 1:36 remaining. Millard West will go to 9-1 and host Papillion-La Vista next Friday. Kearney will end their season at 5-5. Millard West going to go into the victory formation. Kearney has a timeout, but I doubt that Coach Cool will use it. And they kneel on the ball, and the clock will continue to run. And now it looks like Coach Cool is sending in a few seniors like Phil Vornhagen, some other ones that maybe don't see a lot of playing time, get them a snap or two here before their career comes to an end. But the Bearcats, give them credit. They struggled early on with some youth, probably lost a game there to Pius. They shouldn't have on opening night, put their backs against the wall. They knew they needed to win their last four. They did. But they also knew they'd get one of the top two teams in the state. They did. Millard West here takes the snap, and Draw backs up 3 or 4 yards this time before taking a knee. We're under a minute to go here as the clock winds down. And again, want to thank all the fine folks here at Millard West, Athletic Director Chris Loof and the folks that helped put on tonight's football game in Omaha. The last couple of years we've been down here for Millard North last year and Millard West this year. Always been treated well. And Millard West now just has to kneel on it one more time and we'll be ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. And Drawl, using as much clock as he can. Kearney could actually stop it and make him run a fourth down play. Let's see if they do that. They do take a knee. Kearney says no, and the coaches start to walk across the field. And that'll be the end of the 2013 Kearney Bearcats season. But with this youth and the inexperience that Kearney had, once again, a great job by the Kearney High coaching staff. And you can tell that Coach Peterson right now congratulating Coach Kuhl on a great game plan and how hard fought they played tonight. As they were a little overmatched against Millard West, but what a fight they gave. The final score tonight, Millard West 27, Kearney 16. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Rather to a Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports continuing to serve Kearney, Kearney Catholic, all the schools in the listening area, and have been doing so for decades. They're not gone. They're just having their storefront location in Ord and still taking care of all the fine folks throughout central Nebraska. Misco Sports, see them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the final scores tonight, and then we'll take a look at the stats and get you back to your weekend. Millard West, top of the Class A bracket, has finished off Kearney here 27-16. They will host Papillion La Vista. They were a 21-14 winner over Omaha Central. The 5-seed Creighton Prep edged Papillion La Vista South 23-17. They'll play at Omaha West Side, who beat Lincoln Southwest 35-6. Also in Class A first-round action tonight in the bottom half of the bracket, it was Omaha Burke downing Lincoln Southeast 24-3. They'll host Grand Island, who held off Bellevue West 35-27. Millard North earlier today here at Buell beat Lincoln East 21-13. They'll play at Omaha North, a 49-0 winner over Bellevue East this afternoon. So those are the Class A scores from earlier today. Let's take a look at the Class B finals. Gretna, they had a tussle but pulled away from Omaha Gross 49-21. They will host Sydney, who beat Blair 36-25. Ralston pulled away to beat Elkhorn 40-14. They'll play at York. York scored the last two touchdowns to beat Scotts Bluff 26-13. McCook down Crete 17-6. They will host Aurora. Aurora held off Plattsmouth 34-28. Omaha Scut pulled away in the second half for a 28-14 win over Norris, and they will travel to Elkhorn South, who knocked off Beatrice 38-37 in double overtime. Elkhorn South, the only higher than an 8 seed in either A or B that did win their playoff game today. And also the six-man games today, Cody Kilgore beat Arcadia 20-18, Silver Lake over Elkhorn Valley 49-8, Hyannis over Arthur County 39-20, and Sioux County beat Minotaur 60-16. The UNK men's basketball, or excuse me, the Hastings College men's basketball team and Coach Bill Gavers getting his first win as they downed Baker University tonight. The Hastings women were also winners, and the UNK soccer team won tonight and will head to the MIAA tournament. We'll come back with the final stats in Millard West 27-16 win over Kearney right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game.
from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
We're back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers of the ball game that I had unofficially, starting with the Kearney High football team. Tyler Gillen, 10 carries, 72 yards, and a touchdown. That was a 54-yard scamper in the second quarter. Matt Kester, 10 carries, 26 yards. He also had the 38-yard touchdown reception. Jacob White, 7 carries for 31 yards. I had Kearney for 27 rushing attempts, 129 yards. Through the air, Jacob White just threw it once. That was the opening possession. 1 of 1, 10 yards. Matt Kester, halfback pass, 1 of 1 for 31 yards. And then Peyton Pocock, he was 1 of 4 for 37 yards in the first half, 6 of 20 with 3 interceptions and 66 yards in the second half. So Peyton tonight was 7 of 24, 3 picks. He had the 38-yard touchdown pass. He ends up with 103 yards passing. Overall, Kearney had 144 yards passing, 129 on the ground, 273 yards of total offense, 11 first downs, the 3 turnovers all on the picks. They punted the ball 6 times tonight for an average of about 31 yards, 3 penalties all in the second quarter for a total of 19 yards. Kearney's 16 points came on a 23-yard field goal from Tragon Gowen in the first quarter, then a 54-yard Tyler Gillen run in the second quarter, and the 38-yard touchdown pass from Peyton Pocock to Matt Kester. The extra point was blocked, and that's how Kearney got their 16 points. We'll look at the final numbers for Millard West in a moment.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, 6-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's the unofficial final numbers I had for Millard West tonight. They were led by Salvatore Guido, 17 rushes, 246 yards, and 3 touchdowns tonight of 13, 56, and 73 yards. The fullback, Victor Beanham, 10 carries for 59 yards. Skylar Monahan had 2 carries for 1 yard. The quarterback, Ross Drawl, 11 carries for 39 yards. 40 carries, 345 yards on the ground tonight for Millard West. And through the air, Millard West attempted only one pass in the second half, and it was picked off. So for Ross Drawl tonight, I have him 5 out of 13 with 2 interceptions, no touchdowns, 43 yards, and Monahan had a halfback pass for 13 yards. So 56 yards through the air, 345 on the ground, 401 total yards of offense for Millard West, about 15 first downs, punted the ball 3 times for an average of 34 yards. They also had 3 turnovers tonight and 8 penalties for 65 yards, so I know Coach Peterson is going to want that cleaned up if they hope to make it into the state semifinals as they take on Papillion La Vista next week. Again, big game tonight. A lot of kids did some great things out there. Jacob Kingsley had a pick tonight for Kearney High. Sterling had a pick tonight. Brockton Sterling made a nice play in the football game. Fumble recovery in there as well tonight for Kearney High. as Sterling had a fumble recovery as well. So a fumble recovery and a pick tonight for Cody Masters. And a great night tonight for Kearney High, just a little overmatched in the number one seed. Beats the number 16 seed, 27-16. Don't forget, Wednesday night, high school football, Amherst and Loomis here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic Boone Central on ESPN 1460. Giltner Lawrence Nelson on the Breeze, 94.5. Plus many other games that we'll tell you about on Monday when volleyball gets underway. The C-110 from Kearney High featuring Minden, Kearney Catholic, Gibbons, Centura, and Broken Bow starting at 4:30. For Merritt Lawson, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying once again, thanks to all the fine sponsors. And Kearney High season has wrapped up here tonight. Brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Did you know they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy? It saves you money and gives you peace of mind knowing what you work and play hard for is taken care of. Call today for a free quote from your Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Millard West, 27, Kearney High, 16, 9-1 now for the Wildcats. Kearney will end the year at 5-5, and you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, from their storefront location in Orr, continuing to serve the entire state of Nebraska, keeping our athletes geared up for the games they play. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a great weekend. This is Doug Duda saying good night.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.